College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. It's the $580 million question. Who won? Because there are two winning tickets for last night's record Powerball jackpot. So far, we know which states. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Those winning tickets are in Arizona and Missouri. However, we don't know whether they belong to individuals or groups. The Powerball machines were on fire yesterday, with ticket sales at one point hitting 130,000 a minute. So many tickets sold in the final hours that the jackpot was pushed up to almost $580 million. Almost 9 million tickets matched enough numbers to win smaller $1 or $2 million prizes. Lisa?
Jennifer, that jackpot wouldn't make a ripple in the nation's red ink, which is one of the key dilemmas in the drive to steer clear of the fiscal cliff. Today, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner takes the wheel, heading to Capitol Hill for separate meetings with the four leaders of the House and Senate. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
And publicly, both sides stick to their positions, like this from Georgia Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss.
We're not even going to discuss revenues until they're willing to put entitlement reform on the table.
But White House spokesman Jay Carney says President Obama is still ready to deal.
He understands that reaching a compromise requires a tough choice.
And there are some reports that behind-the-scenes work of White House and congressional staffers might soon bear fruit and provide the basis of an agreement. Lisa?
Rich, thanks. A couple from New Hampshire suspected of beating and burning the woman's three-year-old son are under arrest. Taken into custody in Florida.
They were both in the theme park at the time, participating in the parade or somewhere in the parade area.
Yes, a theme park. Deputy U.S. Marshal David Charles says they had no clue and were totally surprised when they were arrested. The boy remains hospitalized in New Hampshire. The couple scheduled for arraignment today. In Iraq, a string of bombings killing at least 30 people in two cities south of Baghdad. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Two things about Carol and her decisions. One, she was usually right. And two, right or wrong, she was always certain. The thing is, Carol's style left little room for input, and most people gave up trying to give it. Yet one coworker broke through by being honest and gentle. Carol, she said, it never hurts to consider others' opinions. They'll either confirm what you decide or help you avoid mistakes. The team watched as Carol primed for a quick comeback, then mentally hit pause. What Carol said was, thanks. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Do you have a difficult truth to communicate? Keep in mind that tone of voice trumps content in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Howdy, I'm Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin, and you're listening to the home of Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
College Station Bryan. Having a swimming pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Hard to believe it's been 31 years since the very first Christmas Shoppers Arts and Crafts Show and Sale. This weekend, it's back at the Brasses Center, December 1st and 2nd, with a fabulous selection of gift-giving ideas. Christmas items, clothing, jewelry, candles, bakery items, and more. All perfect, unique Christmas and holiday gifts for the ones you love. You'll want to come early and stay late this Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. at the 31st Annual Christmas Shoppers Arts and Crafts Show and Sale at the Brasses Center in Bryan.
It's free and it's fun for the entire family. On Thursday, November 29th, it's Holiday Magic at Sue Haswell Park in Bryan. For kids in Frosty's Funland, play games, ride the Polar Express, jump around on the bouncers, make an ornament for your tree, and more. Slide down the Arctic Snow Hill. Bring your camera for pictures with Santa. Register for prizes and enjoy free refreshments courtesy of Walmart Supercenter. Free shuttle from Blinn College to the park begins at 5 p.m. Call the park's office at 209-5528 about Holiday Magic, Thursday, November 29th.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. but he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys.
I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guarantee best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. FiberMax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Four men remain at large after committing an armed robbery at a house last night in College Station. Officer Jason Summers says that around 9:30, police responded to a call of an aggravated robbery at a house on Pintail Loop.
When they arrived, they found that, the person that lived there had a guest, and they were approached by some unknown persons who had guns, and they stole some property from the residence. We're hoping to follow up on what leads we have and hopefully make some arrests.
A description of the four men can be found on our website, WTAW.com. Bryan police received a call yesterday afternoon reporting a man walking down a street near Copperfield Park holding a rifle. Officers report the rifle was actually a rubber gun used for training purposes, but police also found a handgun and a knife with a blade over 5.5 inches long. 34-year-old Andre Frisco Sons of Bryan was arrested for being a felon in possession of a firearm and possessing an illegal knife. Five men from the Bryan College Station area have been convicted of stealing 81 firearms from a gun store west of Conroe. A news release from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says the burglary was in December of 2009. All five men were prosecuted in federal court and all were placed on probation for 3 years from prison sentences ranging from 2 years and 8 months to 10 years. Names and the level of punishment can be found online at WTAW.com. About a third of the weapons have been recovered. Brazos County District Court jury has convicted O'Brien Mann of the repeated sexual assault of a 16-year-old girl 5 years ago. The jury then sentenced 39-year-old Victor Hamilton to 75 years in prison for the illegal contact that took place over a 2-year period. Because Hamilton was classified as a habitual offender with prior felony convictions, minimum punishment was 25 years, which is what was sought by the defendant. Trial evidence included a videotaped confession to investigators. The victim was not related to Hamilton. Armed robbers hit the Holiday Inn Express in College Station yesterday morning about 2:30. Police are looking for two black men, one with a gun, who demanded money from the cash register and the safe. The clerk complied, and the men drove away in a silver-colored small to mid-size sedan. No one was hurt. The College Station Fire Department is still evaluating damage to an ambulance after it was stolen Monday afternoon. Spokesman Bart Humphrey says it's the first time it's happened here.
Out of necessity, these emergency apparatus, including police cars, have to run when they're on the scene. There's so many emergency lights that we need on to protect the scene and to inform the public, you know, that something's happening and to exercise caution. There's a lot of equipment that pulls electricity, radios, data terminals, all that kind of stuff, and they just can't run off battery power, so the units have to be left running on scene.
Humphrey says the theft did not compromise care given by EMTs at the scene of a traffic accident. A backup ambulance is in service until repairs are made. The Bryan City Council had no questions and no comments before unanimously approving a temporary reduction in the speed limit along the freeway to 60 miles per hour. Transportation Director Dale Pica says construction bids will be open this month to rebuild freeway on and off ramps.
And it's to reverse several ramps along Highway 6, we call them X ramps. They're going to be reconstructing a lot of the on ramps and off ramps. It's about a 5-mile to 6-mile long project that spans through Bryan and College Station. Most of the ramps in that section are going to be rebuilt. There'll be a lot of work on the main lanes of the highway.
Pica says construction will start early next spring on the freeway from William Joel Bryan south to Emerald Parkway and will take 20 months to complete. And federal budget cuts that will start the first of the year without intervention include the military. Congressman Bill Flores says the Pentagon has not shared contingency plans with their field commanders on how to deal with sequestration.
It's not the way the private sector would run things, for sure. And that's one of the things that was disappointing. We had Secretary Panetta on, along with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, in a budget committee hearing back in the summertime. And they were basically saying that they were not planning for sequestration.
Also, at the end of the year, budget cuts will come that Flores says will further strangle the Medicare program. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 40 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cotton Seed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight, you can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You, 492-1900.
Hey, good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Partly to mostly sunny for today and mild with a high close to 70 degrees later this afternoon. It'll start to cloud in tonight. Lows will be 55 to 60. Clouds for tomorrow with the chance for a shower during the day. Highs are going to be somewhere between 70 and 75. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows near 60. We'll have considerable cloudiness during the day Saturday. Highs on Saturday are going to be somewhere between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports, coming up at 6:50 this morning. Johnny Manziel up for another award. Two All-Americans named on the Aggie squad among the eight that are in the SEC. We'll close up some of the questions that were in college coaching that we talked about yesterday. And it's also baseball season, sort of. They've announced the Hall of Fame inductions, and we'll share that with you again coming up at 7:50 or 6:50.
Okay, well, and 7:52.
That's true.
So, you know, we didn't get to the ultimate bacon story yesterday. Realized that after
that's
the show
true.
Was gone, but that's okay. We'll get to that today. Plus another bacon story on top of it.
Hot dog. Yeah. Well, what a day.
I don't think we'll do any hot dogs, but, you know, we might. You never can tell. It's very strange fog out there, if you've seen it this morning.
It's creepy!
Because it's really dense right there on the ground, but it's not, you know, the altitude on it is not very great, because in some places you can still see the moon, but it's really, really heavy on the ground, so be careful about that.
Well, see, now driving in, it was perfectly clear on my drive.
Yeah.
And I could see 90% of the water tower right there at 6 and Greens Prairie Road.
Right.
I just couldn't see the top half or the light.
Right, and it's descended now.
See, on my drive, yesterday it was way more foggy. Today it was a little bit foggy, so that's coming up from Navasota. That road is a little foggy today.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, so it's dropped in now.
Gotcha.
It reminded me of a drive I had to come back from Dallas one night, and it was 30 degrees, and it had precipitated.
Wow.
And any place where there's overpasses, you know, that makes it tough. But anyway, so I was having to drive back to Waco, and what's interesting is, you know, you see a mile marker, and it says, like, Hillsboro, 15 miles, okay? And you know that's not going to take you very long, right? Yeah. Well, I was driving 15 miles an hour, and so guess what?
It took you an hour.
It did. It really did.
Wow.
And it was so bizarre, because we would get out of there. We're driving back from a basketball game, and you could get out and see the coating of ice on the interstate, yet you could see the top of, I mean, you could see the lights that were lighting the interstate. So, I mean, the fog was only about 10 feet, you know, from the ground up about 10 feet, but between the fog and the ice, yeah, it was, I think we got back at 3 in the morning.
Wow.
Or something, just was, got to see more of Interstate 35 than ever wanted to. But anyway, the bottom line is there's more fog out there, and it's descending and getting thicker, so mm-hmm. so watch for
it
that.
Can be really disorienting, too.
I just watched the stripes. Watching the stripes is a good thing. How do you mean disorienting?
Just keep her between the lines.
You just suddenly, you lose track of where you are. And
oh.
I mean, I have been disoriented by fog before.
Oh, well, sometimes I'm just disoriented.
That's the nature of the beast.
I don't need fog. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
I got the fog between my ears this morning.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Nation.
Not really.
Oh, yeah.
Out there, yesterday it was about as foggy as cream gravy.
Yeah, okay. Or sometimes when I want to be in a fog, I just get in the chair and spin around, you know.
Oh, my God.
That's fun. Yeah, okay.
That's why we have spinny chairs in the studio.
Right.
It keeps Scott happy.
The Spirit of Texas Bank presents Victorian Christmas at the Kyle House. On November 30th and December 1st, you're invited to a Victorian-themed Christmas celebration for the entire family. From 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. each evening, enjoy holiday food and drinks, a build-your-own s'mores bar, a gingerbread house display, holiday movies in the outdoor movie theater, and take a hayride to downtown Bryan, courtesy of Team Auto and Bryan Broadcasting. All set to the sounds of Christmas carols performed by the Brazos Valley Troupe Victorian Carolers. On Saturday, December 1st, reserve a spot for your child to have breakfast or a Victorian tea with Santa at the Kyle House. You may also bring a new unwrapped toy to benefit the local Christmas Angels Toy Drive. Don't miss the first annual Victorian Christmas at the Kyle House, a global event group production, November 30th and December 1st. Tickets for entry are $5, and children 2 and under are free. Breakfast and tea with Santa require additional cost and reservation. For reservations, call 778-9101. That's 778-9101. Or visit thekylehouse.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 618, News Talk 1620 WTAW. And as we begin the day, we wish an electronic greetings day to you.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's Electronic Greetings Day.
So does that mean we can play some Polyphonic Spree as a song of the day?
Well, I don't know about that.
You ever heard of that band?
I've never heard of it.
I think you would like it. I think Mr. Downs would like it, actually.
Okay, that doesn't mean that I would. But nonetheless, I'm thinking Hallmark is probably not a big proponent of that Electronic Greetings Day.
No, more than likely not.
Square Dance Day. I don't know why that would necessarily be November the 29th, but it is. And it's National Chocolates Day, and by God, shouldn't every day be. So,
oh, for sure.
Are. All right, it's happy birthday time.
It is. Ann Ferris is 36. She was the pretty blonde in the Scary Movies.
Oh, okay.
Brian Baumgartner. Mm-hmm. He's the drummer from The Police.
Oh, of course.
Gina Lee Nolan, 41 today, from Baywatch.
Uh-huh.
Jordan Knight, New Kids on the Block, is 44.
Yeah, right.
Ellen Cleghorn's 47. You'll remember her from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
One of my favorites, Don Cheadle's birthday today. He's 48.
He does good work.
Andrew McCarthy is 50 from St. Elmo's Fire, Pretty in Pink, Less Than Zero, Weekend at Bernie's. I could go on. Tom Sizemore.
Oh, yeah.
A great actor.
Done a lot of stuff.
Just a train wreck of a man.
Yes,
though.
He is. Yeah. Personal. He would be a troubled actor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He's 51. Rahm Emanuel is 53.
Oh, yeah. Mayor of Chicago.
Captain OCD, Howie Mandel, is 57.
Yeah.
Joel Cohen is 58.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Shandling is 63.
You know, I really enjoyed the Larry Sanders Show.
It was very well written.
I just thought that was a great show. Yeah.
Jerry the King Lawler.
Oh, really?
From the WWE.
Yeah.
If you like that wrestling. And I got to say, if you ever watch, the guy's 63 years old.
Oh, is that right?
I'm in that good shape at 63.
Yeah.
Susie Chaffee. Susie Chapstick.
Yeah.
66 today.
Right.
And feeling so good today.
Mm-hmm.
72 years old. Chuck Mangione.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Haven't heard from him in a long time.
The only guy that you've ever heard of that plays the flugelhorn.
Yeah, not a lot of flugelhorn players out there that are stars, but he would be. Okay, Kathy Moriarty, 52. John Mayall, the blues guy, 79.
Oh, I love John Mayall.
Kim Delaney, who, I forget, she was on some...
China Beach?
Yeah, she Army Wives. But she was in, I want to say it was a CSI. She was in the original CSI.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for a short time. And apparently, I forget how they said it. They were tactful when they said it, but she was too stupid to play the part.
Really?
Well, because there are a lot of technical medical terms in there, and she couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it?
Yeah, so they thanked her a lot for showing up and said bye.
Oh, that's very sad.
Well, I mean,
talk about things that they don't know what they're talking about.
But remember...
Yeah, she can't get away with going, yes, if you'll pass me the brown.
Right, that's true. Very true. So it did, and, you know, they did. They at that time, it was a fairly technical show. They did a lot of that stuff. Anyhow, Jacques Chirac used to be the president of France, is 80 today. Jackie Stallone. Sylvester's mom.
Wow.
Yep, still alive, 91. And, boy, certainly one of the best broadcasters ever, Vin Scully, the voice of the Dodgers.
How on earth did I miss Vin Scully?
Yeah, 85 today, so there you go. All right, it's 6:22.
November in Texas. Warm, cold, who knows? So, to be on the safe side, locally owned Rattler's Convenience Stores has specials for any temperature. Start your day off with any size coffee or cappuccino for only 69 cents. Or pick up a Rattler's in-store coupon for $1 off Advanced Pierre breakfast and lunch sandwiches. Of course, after a hard day's work, grab a 20-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors Family of Beer for only $16.99 at participating locations. Rattler's. Friendly. Clean. Texan.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Society and the American people have gotten away from the original intention of what our founders were trying to tell us. They were trying to create a society where you do pursue your God-given talents because of God-given rights. They knew that limited government would only work as long as we, the people, were able to govern ourselves. And that means be responsible for ourselves. And that means to take responsibility for our choices in life. And the idea that people would thrive, individuals would thrive in a political atmosphere that allowed for the greatest amount of liberty. The state has never been able to provide such.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-706-7959. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat.
Plus, Ambaren relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-706-7959. That's 1-800-706-7959.
Stringent pilot training. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursillo. Airline industry officials are stepping up efforts to fight stricter training rules for new pilots. The new law would require at least 1,500 hours of training, six times the current minimum before pilots can take control of the planes. Lawmakers say the extra training will enhance safety, but industry leaders think these mandates could lead to a nationwide shortage of commercial aviators. Lazy Boy's fiscal second quarter earnings fell 16% on higher expenses. Although same-store sales improved for the furniture company, shares slumped 13% in after-hours trading. Baby boomers are eating out more, shaking up the restaurant industry that tends to cater to a younger crowd. Doing well is Panera Bread, about 41% of its customers are 50 or older, compared with 30% overall for other fast casual chains. Burger King, which has long targeted young men, beat expectations for same-store sales growth, thanks in part to efforts to appeal to older customers. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are climbing 76 points, the NASDAQ up 19, and the S&P tacking on 8 points. Jen Ursillo, Dow Jones Money Report.
Have you tried Snore Break? Snore Break is the easy and exciting new way to sleep. And it works the very first night. It's simple. Place one Snore Break liner under your pillowcase before bed. You won't even know it's there. Each Snore Break liner is infused with natural essential oils that guarantee a real difference. It's the same soothing technology used in hospitals, available for your home for the first time ever. Snore Break is soft and virtually undetectable, and it's guaranteed to work. For a limited time, you can try Snore Break risk-free before it's in stores. Just call 1-800-475-5227. See a difference from the very first night. Get your risk-free trial of Snore Break while supplies last. Just call 1-800-475-5227. That's 1-800-475-5227. Call 1-800-475-5227.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight. You can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You. 492-1900.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. Mostly sunny. High temperature about 70 today with winds out of the south at 5 to 10. Not so cool tonight, 56. Then tomorrow is 75 on Saturday and Sunday. And Monday will be between 78 and 80 degrees. And no mention of rain, so it should be nice. Lows will be in the lower 60s. Right now, the winds are out of the east. There is fog out there, so be aware of that. Winds out of the east at 5. Our chill factor is 38, 89% relative humidity under those mostly cloudy skies with some fog. It's 40 out there.
Taking your pet to the vet can be expensive, but many of those trips could be avoided with a few simple precautions. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Being overweight isn't just a human epidemic. Our pets have the same problem.
40% of pets are overweight or obese. That will
definitely shorten your lifespan. The statistics are that pets that are lean live 15% longer than pets that are overweight.
Veterinarian Dr. Karen Halligan, author of the book What Every Pet Owner Should Know, says food just isn't a big deal to dogs and cats unless we pet owners make it a big deal.
Dogs have 1,700 taste buds. Cats have about 450. Humans have 9,000 taste buds. Food should be used just to maintain their normal body weight and to get adequate nutrition.
Dr. Halligan says it's important to feed your pets pet food, not people food.
Some of the big ones I say, no on bones, no on cheese, chocolate is bad, grapes and raisins cause kidney failure.
It's also important to brush your pet's teeth, but use pet toothpaste, not human toothpaste.
80% of dogs and 70% of cats have some form of gum disease by the time they're three. If you don't take care of their teeth, it will absolutely shorten their lifespan. It's just like when you don't brush your teeth for a couple of days, your teeth feel awful. Imagine years of not brushing your teeth.
You can link to Dr. Halligan's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. More details about a future construction project on the Earl Rudder Freeway were presented at this week's Bryan City Council meeting. Transportation Director Dale Pica explained why state officials asked the cities for permission to reduce the speed limit to 60 miles per hour.
TxDOT always prefers to come to local governments to establish this regulation rather than going to their commission, because it's an opportunity for locals to participate in that process, such as right now. And that project will go to construction in the spring, early spring, will last about 20 months. Both police departments are always real good about enforcing work zone speed limits, and I imagine they will in this case.
Without questions or comments, the Bryan Council unanimously approved the temporary reduction, which will affect traffic from the South City limits to William Joel Parkway. An armed robbery last night in College Station has police looking for four different suspects. Officer Jason Summers says a resident and guest were threatened and robbed at gunpoint in a house near Pintail Loop and Navarro Drive.
The majority of them are described as being Hispanic males. Three of them were wearing different colored sweatshirts. One was wearing a red sweatshirt, I believe. One was wearing a white one, and one had some kind of a dark one with a design on it, red and green circles, I believe. There was another gentleman who was described as being a white male, heavyset, with an unknown clothing description.
The getaway car is believed to be a dark Chevrolet pickup. Anyone with additional information is encouraged to call police. Nearly 3 years ago, at a gun store west of Conroe, thieves took 81 firearms. A joint investigation led to the arrest of five men from the Bryan College Station area. About one-third of the weapons were recovered. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office announced yesterday that about a third of the weapons have been recovered, and all who were arrested have been convicted in federal court. Sentences range from as much as 10 years down to 2 years and 8 months. All five were placed on probation for 3 years. More information is available on the WTAW.com website. With the help of a videotaped confession, a Bryan man may spend the rest of his life in prison. Brazos County District Court jury took 38 minutes to convict 39-year-old Victor Hamilton of sexual assault of a child. The victim, who was not related to Hamilton, was 16 when the illegal sexual contact began, which took place several times over a two-year period and ended in April of 2007. The jury spent another 2 hours to decide punishment, which ranged from 25 years to life due to a pair of prior felony convictions that made Hamilton a habitual offender. He was sentenced to 75 years. No one was hurt following an armed robbery of a College Station motel. Police say a clerk at the Holiday Inn Express was confronted by two black men, one with a gun. After getting money from a safe and a register, they left in a silver-colored small to mid-sized sedan. This week's theft of an ambulance continues to be investigated by the College Station Fire Department.
Were there any factors out there we could control to prevent this from happening? And if there's something we can do, we certainly will do it.
Spokesman Bart Humphrey says the engine has to be kept running to operate equipment, and the simple idea of locking the vehicle is impractical because, among other things, the time it takes to unlock the ambulance.
And who's going to have the key? You'd have to chase down whoever had the key or the key fob remote or whatever to unlock the ambulance and get it open. Also, it's shift change. What if somebody forgets to pass the fob to the next guy and he's got it in his pocket and he's already left work and we've got a unit out of service for something like that?
Humphrey says it's the first theft of its kind in College Station and something that happens nationwide only once or twice a year. And unless Congress and the president make a compromise, automatic federal budget cuts start the first of the year. Congressman Bill Flores says there's at least one social program that will be a victim of sequestration.
Nothing happens to Social Security. Nothing happens to Medicaid. But Medicare providers are going to receive a cut in what they get paid. And what that means is that you'll have fewer doctors and hospitals and so forth providing care to Medicare patients. And so you'll see longer lines at the doctor's office if you can get in at all if you're a senior.
Flores says House Speaker John Boehner has attempted several times to meet with the president, but to no avail. WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 40 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
The customs of Christmas. Our customs of Christmas include Christmas carols, most of which came to us from Europe. But do you know the source of the first carol written on the American continent? I'll tell you in a moment.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure? Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
One of our obscure customs of Christmas is the first Christmas carol written on the American continent. History indicates it was probably an Indian song written in the language of the Hurons of Lower Canada. Father Jean de Brebeuf, a French missionary to the Indians, in 1641 wrote a six-stanza Christmas song called Jesus Ahatonia, Jesus is Born, and set it to a 16th century French melody that sounded somewhat like God Rest You Merry, Gentlemen. When the Iroquois overran the Huron territory, the hymn was preserved by those Hurons who could escape into Quebec and Michigan and was later copied by missionaries. A uniquely American custom of Christmas.
And there aren't many of them. Uniquely American customs of Christmas. You know, most of that stuff was done before we got around here.
True.
But that's okay. As we move into the Christmas season, we have any number of Christmas songs that have been written right here in U.S. America. For instance, Police Stop My Car.
I thought you were going to say what? On the show.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. No.
Police Stop My Car.
Yeah, Police Stop
oh.
My Car. Yeah, and then This Tree's on Fire.
Yep.
I've got that coming on. So,
I don't know This Tree's on Fire. What? Or have
you heard
Do you know Tom the Toad, Tom the Toad, Why Did You Hop Into the Road? You hopped upon
No, I didn't ask you to sing. I did not ask you to sing. I'm going to, no, I didn't ask you to sing. Do you have it recorded somewhere?
No, but I can sing it for
No, if it's just some family Christmas song.
It's not a family Christmas
song. I've never heard that song
before. I heard it from some people in North Carolina.
Well, I think we figured out yesterday.
It wasn't my family in North Carolina.
People who, what is it? mean talk.
Rough talk.
Rough talk, yeah. People.
Yeah, beautiful hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful hair.
Whatever. Anyway, but yes, we have some Christmas songs that you don't hear very often. You've already heard, of course, Too Fat for the Chimney, which we'll play again.
Walking in Women's Underwear.
Yeah, that, and we'll be doing that again, too. We did that to kind of kick off the season, and all that really begins next week, because, you know, that'll be, what, December the 3rd, huh? And it'll be Christmas month, so.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And nothing like having 80 degrees on the first day of December.
Welcome to Texas.
Yeah, you know, that and lower taxes. That's why we're here. We enjoy that. Have a T-shirt Christmas. So anyhow, let's see what's going on.
While you're looking.
Tom the Toad, oh, Tom the Toad, why did you hop up on the road? Oh, Tom the Toad, oh, Tom the Toad, why did you hop up on the road?
So it's a thing.
Yeah, but you cut out the best part.
Hello. Well, does Tom get squashed? Is that what happens?
Oh, hopped upon the yellow line, uh-huh. And now you're just a streak of slime.
Oh, that's great. That's perfect. I like that.
You bear the marks of dire tread. Oh, Tom the Toad, oh, Tom the Toad.
Oh, yeah, the part before that goes, you were alive, but now you're dead.
On the road, oh, Tom.
We could do that all day.
I don't know about that.
Kevin, have you heard this before?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel my version's less annoying than that version.
I thought she was
personally.
I thought she was crazy, so I was trying to find it on YouTube.
And there it was.
I think I'm crazy.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Well.
All right. Well, good. We'll have to add some more to that then.
Y'all assume I'm crazy just because I'm younger than y'all.
No, just I.
And significantly more attractive.
I'd never. Well, that's fine. I just never. It's okay. I'd never heard Tom the Toad before. And,
well, you had never heard that vampires were OCD.
OCD, that's right. So there, we've...
Or any of the other things you looked up after I said them. Because believed me, but you just were checking.
No, Kevin did that. I didn't do that. Kevin was doing that for me. So
I'm the show fact checker.
Yeah, that's it. Just so we would know. Hello.
So I Googled Too Fat for the Chimney, and I couldn't find it.
Oh.
I don't have to tell you what results I got when I Googled walking around in women's underwear.
Yeah, that's a very good point. We were talking the other day, I was talking to a guy who's going to be playing Santa Claus soon, and and how, you know.
Or was it the real Santa Claus?
Well, you know, you never can take that chance to know.
Absolutely.
On Sunday, you know, is the big holiday parade, the Christmas parade.
Right.
Excuse me, it's called the holiday parade for a while, and they stopped that foolishness.
Starts on it's on campus, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's a little late to be asking. Well, no, it's really not, but you should know by Friday, right, since you need to be there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Is it Polo Road? Is that the road?
You know.
No, on campus. Okay. Yeah.
Just drive till you find the floats.
That's right.
There'll be a bunch of them over there.
This is a great idea.
Yeah, because they'll make you park and, you know, and walk to the float. So, but the deal is, you know, would it be appropriate for Santa to wear shorts? In a short sleeve costume.
Well, it all depends, of course, on how Santa Claus is.
Right. And so I said, well, gosh, why don't you Google that? And so, of course, they Googled Hot Santa, which was really the
wrong answer.
Who thought that was a good idea?
Really the bad thing. There ended up being pictures that really had nothing to do with the Santa Claus that we would know. But
there are a lot of pictures of Mrs. Claus.
Yeah,
or
Santa's long-lost daughter. I'm not sure which, but yeah.
Oh, dear.
All right, so here you go. Bill Clinton has a proposition for you. See, now that's
great.
A scary way to start.
Yeah, that is.
It wouldn't be the first proposition he'd had.
Does it involve any blue dresses?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It's to help his wife, Hillary Clinton, pay down the remainder of her 2008 campaign debt. I can't imagine she still has that debt. Do you think she's been getting letters? We're going to send us into default, you know, collection agencies?
She just heaped it on the national debt. You never notice.
That's right. They're calling her in the middle of the night asking her where her $73,000 is. Anyway,
oh my gosh.
Here's the deal. It's about $73,000 that's still there. You might be able to hang out with Bubba himself. He sent an email out to supporters yesterday, offered a chance for somebody to spend a day with him if donors chipped in to drive down his wife's campaign debt from before December the 6th.
Good grief.
Now, it topped out at $25 million, so we're down to $78,000. So.
I would pay money to spend the day with Chuck Norris,
but
Bill Clinton?
Yeah, I understand.
I'm sorry.
I know, okay.
Now, he couldn't pay me.
This is pretty ugly sounding here. Things are looking pretty bleak for the city of Detroit. CBS reports there's an idea being tossed around to fiscally dissolve Detroit.
Really?
Yep.
What would happen to their overpaid baseball team?
Yeah, well, they'd still be there, I guess. Maybe they'd call them the Michigan Tigers.
Well, would they just break up the city into smaller municipalities?
What they're going to do is
they would try to
weave the finances into Wayne County, Michigan, the whole thing. In other words, the county gets to take on the debt, not just Detroit
proper. I wonder how the county feels about that.
Well, the idea, the problem is that if Detroit goes into bankruptcy, a lot of workers would instantly be unemployed. And they've already got enough of that going on there. So the governor, that's Rick Snyder, doesn't sound like he's given up on it just yet. He told a Detroit radio station or TV station, Detroit needs to solve their problems, but they need support. And we've been very supportive partners, I believe, in terms of offering different ideas and thoughts. And I just encourage them to work harder about working better together. Okay. That sounds like a real politician, doesn't it? Let's all join our hands and make s'mores. Let's go ahead and burn a tenement down, and we can use the fire to make s'mores in Detroit. How would that be? But, you know, we discussed last week, Austin has a larger population now than Detroit does, Detroit proper. And there's plenty of money around. It's just it's not in the city, and I guess that's probably why they want to do it. I don't know how geographically large Wayne County is by comparison. But, you know, I think of a lot of things that Atlanta did with Fulton County together, and they were able to probably do better things, not to draw any other parallels between Detroit and Atlanta, because obviously Atlanta's much better off.
Yeah.
But I guess that's the idea, is if they're able to kind of diffuse that debt, and maybe at the same time they keep those people on the rolls, but, you know, there's a lot of stuff that probably needs to be knocked down and rebuilt or just knocked down in Detroit. You know,
I would guess a lot of that.
Yeah, and so maybe that's what they're trying to do to be able to make that survive. But, yeah, the idea of dissolving Detroit.
Wow.
Yeah, let that sink in. All right, 6:45.
The holidays are approaching, so give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video preserve and transfer your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other versions you can share on Facebook or YouTube. 2Video is a local company, so your valuable films and photos will never be shipped out of town. You can find them online at 2video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Hey, you know, today is one of those days it's kind of cool outside, and you are noticing maybe that there are rooms in your house that are colder than other rooms in your home, and quite often the windows are to blame for that, and that's where Intercon comes in. Just a phone call and Intercon, a local company, will be out to give you an estimate on either repairing the existing windows in there or building new windows and putting them in so that you can have an energy-efficient home that doesn't have those cold rooms anymore. These windows make a marked difference in the way it feels in your home, and they'll make a difference in your utility bills as well. But the great thing about it being a local company is easy to deal with. They're here all the time. The people who install your windows live right here. They're part of the Intercon team. But also, if you need to do it in stages to fit your budget, Intercon will work with you there as well. So talk to them about being able to do that. You may not be able to fit in to your budget doing all the windows in your home at one time, but Intercon will help you step by step with that process. And again, that's one of the advantages of dealing with a local company. So give Oscar or Brad Beard a call at Intercon today at 823-3639. Let them get back in touch with you. And remember, after you get the estimate, they leave you alone. There's never any high pressure with Intercon. 823-3639.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-706-8022. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat.
Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-706-8022. That's 1-800-706-8022.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatball's trying to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
That Meatball's a smart dog. Come to Team Navasota, where you get a nice price. Get a new Ram crew cab from Team Dodge for $7,000 off.
Nice price.
Or get a new heavy duty for $10,000 off. Plus, we have 0% interest available. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It's time for Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation. With CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day only specials on everything from a farm and ranch. Visit the booths of over 50 manufacturers and suppliers, lock in great prices, and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
Mostly I talk about plants here. This is, after all, a gardening program. So why would rocks and stones enter our picture? Well, it's because they're some of the most important elements of a good landscape design. They're also some of the most functional tools in our gardens. Stones add appeal to the landscape. I'll prove it right after this message. My 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets, precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning Best Regional Gardening Magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4766. You need to visit a nearby stone yard. You're in for a real treat. You'll see flagstones and ledge stones. You'll find small river rock and giant landscaping boulders. You'll find all kinds of rocks and boulders and stones. If you're like the rest of us, your mind will run wild with ideas. I have some tips to help you make the best possible purchases. First of all, you want your stonework to look like it belongs in its surroundings. Choose types that are natural to your area. Look at what types of stones others in your neighborhood have used and make note of how they've used them. Since much of Texas is built atop rock, there is stone for almost any part of the state that will look right at home. Take accurate measurements. Because of his experience, your stone dealer will probably be able to translate 22 feet of a 16-inch retaining wall into a specific number of tons of stone. He'll know to figure 15% extra for waste. You have to cut and fit the stones after all, so not all of them will be perfect matches. Take photos to help him make the best possible recommendations. That would be of types of stones and the look of your home and its surroundings, things that you like. Place your stones carefully, both for stability and safety, and also to keep from overdoing a good thing. Stones are quite prominent. They're visually heavy. If you get too many of them, they'll overpower your landscape. Some people use cardboard boxes or lightly wadded newspapers to determine the best placement for their stones. It's a lot easier to move newspapers or boxes than it is to shift boulders later. If you're unsure of how best to fit and place the stones into walls and walkways, landscape contractors can do that work for you. In fact, your stone vendor will have a list of the people that buy from him, and you'll be able to get good referrals that way. Now, with the tips out of the way, let's consider some of the ways we use rocks and stones in our gardens. How about retaining walls? They require flat stones of a fairly uniform thickness. This is one of the more challenging aspects of masonry I have found anyway in my life, but it works beautifully. Security walls are even more challenging. You still have to cut and fit the stones, but you also have to mortar them in place carefully. Good masons do it with a minimum of oozing mortar. Amateur masons, on the other hand, like me, they ought to be discouraged from trying this without help. Walks and landscape boulders, river rock, those are all ways we use stones. They're terrific in the landscape. I'm Neil Sperry. My favorite plants in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It's 6:53. Record-breaking quarterback Johnny Manziel has been selected as a finalist for yet another award. This time it's the Manning Award, named for Archie, not Peyton, and it's sponsored by the Allstate Sugar Bowl, which present annually to the nation's top college quarterbacks. Joining Manziel as a finalist for the prestigious honor is Matt Barkley from SC, Taj Boyd of Clemson, Colin Klein, K-State, Jordan Lynch, Northern Illinois, Marcus Mariota from Oregon, A.J. McCarron from Alabama, Braxton Miller of Ohio State, Aaron Murray of Georgia, and Geno Smith from West Virginia. But with the 10-2 season kickoff in the SEC yields even more honors for a pair of Aggies this time. The American Football Coaches Association All-American team named AFCA All-American squad. Junior defensive offensive tackle Luke Jokel from Arlington and junior defensive end DeMontre Moore from Rowlett. Jokel and Moore were two of the eight SEC players on the elite squad. Jokel, by the way, is also up for the Outland Trophy, which is given to the nation's top linemen. The first Brazos Valley Bowl is set to kick off this Saturday at Kyle Field at noon at Pitt's number 11 Kilgore versus number 13 Northwest Mississippi Community College. I got a chance to speak with head coach for Kilgore, J.J. Eckert, about bringing his team to the Brazos Valley.
It's a definite blessing for, you know, the community of Bryan College Station along with Blinn College to be able to, you know, get this bowl in place and, you know, the work. And, you know, it seems like they've done a great job as far as getting everything organized to make this one of the most premier bowl games in the nation.
You can catch all the action for the first Brazos Valley Bowl on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. In a month-long election sure to become a referendum on the steroid era of baseball, the Hall of Fame ballot was released yesterday with the names Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Sammy Sosa on it. More than 600 longtime members of the Baseball Writers Association of America will decide if those three players belong in Cooperstown despite drug allegations that tainted their huge numbers. Greg Biggio, Mike Piazza, and Curt Schilling also among the 24 first-time eligible, while Jack Morris and Jeff Bagwell are the top holdover candidates from last year. As we mentioned yesterday, Les Miles was being looked at for the Arkansas job, and he put it into that speculation very quickly.
I will be the head coach at LSU. I have no interest in talking to anybody else. I got a championship game to play, and I'm excited about the opportunity of my damn strong football team to play in it. And it's really all I'd like to say. It was unfortunate that I had to address my team with this information this morning, but that being done, I think we'll be ready to play.
LSU Athletic Director Joe Oliva would not comment on the financial terms of Miles' raise, but it was the first raise he's had in his base salary since 2007. Former NFL coach Joe Gruden denies a report that he has received an offer to take over the University of Tennessee football program. As part of the deal, he would become part owner of the Cleveland Browns. He told Mike and Mike in the morning that he's happy working as an NFL analyst for the network and is just trying to keep his job there. Five Chicago players scored at least 11 points in the NBA, and the Bulls ran past the Mavs 101-78. Kevin Durant put up 37, and the Oklahoma City Thunder rolled past the Houston Rockets 120-98. Manu Ginobili had 20 points. Gary Neely had 19, and the Spurs ran off their fifth straight win against the Orlando Magic 110-89. The Detroit Lions defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh was fined $30,000 by the NFL for kicking Houston quarterback Matt Schaub in the groin area. Suh insists he doesn't need to apologize to Schaub because the kick was not intentional. If you watched it, it was. Here's his take.
It's a crazy play, one that unfortunately happened. I didn't even realize until the end of the game, and I see my Twitter feed, I see my friends telling me about it. But other than that, I mean, can't do much more about it. I was being dragged to the ground, and my foot inadvertently hit the man. But it's over with, moving forward, and getting ready to play the Colts.
Sue's considered the league's dirtiest player, and the league suspended Sue, by the way, 2 games last season for a stomp on a Green Bay Packers player during the Thanksgiving game. And we'll wrap things up with the Royal and Ancient and USGA looking to change the rules a bit, banning the belly putter. They're going to study it for 3 months before they make the decision. You would still be allowed to play with those longer putters, but you couldn't anchor them against your stomach. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32 horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38 horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the Gold Guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6-
WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. At least 2 lives are changing forever. 2 winning tickets sold for the record Powerball jackpot. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has what we know so far live.
Your friends and coworkers may be a bit sleepy after staying up to watch the $580 million Powerball drawing.
For tonight's winning Powerball number.
There are 2 winning tickets, one in Arizona, the other in Missouri. No word on whether they were purchased by single players or groups, say an office pool. Some 9 million tickets in last night's Powerball are worth $1 or $2 million prizes. Lisa?
Jennifer, the number crunchers move in on the fiscal cliff talks. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
And Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner and a top White House aide are holding meetings with House and Senate leaders today as others on Capitol Hill float all kinds of ideas, like doing a deal now to prevent tax hikes for most of us.
If we can make sure that doesn't happen for 98% of them and continue to fight for the other 2%, I think that makes a lot of sense.
But Lisa, others quickly shot down Oklahoma Republican Congressman Tom Cole's idea.
Thanks, Rich. Mitt Romney goes to the White House today for a private lunch with the president, who's long admired Romney's business and Olympics work, says spokesman Jay Carney.
That skill set lends itself to ideas that could make the federal government work better, which is a passion of the president's.
Romney will also meet with former running mate Congressman Paul Ryan. Lindsay Lohan goes clubbing and comes out swinging.
Apparently around 4 a.m., Lindsay was at the club enjoying herself in a booth.
Until words with another female clubgoer.
Lindsay said something along the lines of, give me my space.
Turned into fists.
Lindsay allegedly punched this girl in the side of her face. The victim was seen with visible bruising.
Teresa Priolo with Fox TV affiliate WNYW outside Manhattan's 110th precinct, where Lohan's being held for now, charged with third-degree assault. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Two things about Carol and her decisions. One, she was usually right. And two, right or wrong, she was always certain. The thing is, Carol's style left little room for input, and most people gave up trying to give it. Yet one coworker broke through by being honest and gentle. Carol, she said, it never hurts to consider others' opinions. They'll either confirm what you decide or help you avoid mistakes. The team watched as Carol primed for a quick comeback, then mentally hit pause. What Carol said was, "Thanks." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Do you have a difficult truth to communicate? Keep in mind that tone of voice trumps content in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. Tune in each week for new interviews and tips for your family. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harville, and Russ and I want to thank the Brazos Valley for voting our hometown company, Texas Trading Post, the best online store in the best of the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
Here's David Schulte talking about installation.
Most roofing problems start with the installation. So many people are focused on product and what kind of warranty they get with the product, but they don't ask about the installation procedure, the installation techniques, the installer himself, the experience of the company, and how they can back that up. They kind of stop at product and don't look at the whole roofing experience as a package.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 41 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Four men remain at large after committing an armed robbery at a house last night in College Station. Officer Jason Summers says that around 9:30, police responded to a call of an aggravated robbery at a house on Pintail Loop.
When they arrived, they found that, the person that lived there had a guest, and they were approached by some unknown persons who had guns, and they stole some property from the residence. We're hoping to follow up on what leads we have and hopefully make some arrests.
A description of the four men can be found on our website, WTAW.com. Bryan Police received a call yesterday afternoon reporting a man walking down a street near Copperfield Park holding a rifle. Officers report the rifle was actually a rubber gun used for training purposes, but police also found a handgun and a knife with a blade over 5.5 inches long. 34-year-old Andre Frisco Sons of Bryan was arrested for being a felon in possession of a firearm and possessing an illegal knife. Five men from the Bryan College Station area have been convicted of stealing 81 firearms from a gun store west of Conroe. A news release from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says the burglary was in December of 2009. All five men were prosecuted in federal court and all were placed on probation for 3 years from prison sentences ranging from 2 years and 8 months to 10 years. Names and the level of punishment can be found online at WTAW.com. About a third of the weapons have been recovered. A Brazos County District Court jury has convicted a Bryan man of the repeated sexual assault of a 16-year-old girl 5 years ago. The jury then sentenced 39-year-old Victor Hamilton to 79 years in prison for the illegal contact that took place over a 2-year period. Because Hamilton was classified as a habitual offender with prior felony convictions, minimum punishment was 25 years, which is what was sought by the defendant. Trial evidence included a videotaped confession to investigators. The victim was not related to Hamilton. Armed robbers hit the Holiday Inn Express in College Station yesterday morning at about 2:30. Police are looking for two black men, one with a gun, who demanded money from the cash register and the safe. The clerk complied, and the men drove away in a silver-colored small to mid-sized sedan. No one was hurt. The College Station Fire Department is still evaluating damage to an ambulance after it was stolen Monday afternoon. Spokesman Bart Humphreys says it's the first time it's happened here.
Out of necessity, these emergency apparatus, including police cars, have to run when they're on the scene. There's so many emergency lights that we need on to protect the scene and to inform the public, you know, that something's happening and to exercise caution. There's a lot of equipment that pulls electricity, radios, data terminals, all that kind of stuff, and they just can't run off battery power, so the units have to be left running on scene.
Humphrey says the theft did not compromise care given by EMTs at the scene of a traffic accident. A backup ambulance is in service until repairs are made. The Bryan City Council had no questions and no comments before unanimously approving a temporary reduction in the speed limit along the freeway to 60 miles per hour. Transportation Director Dale Pika says construction bids will be opened this month to rebuild freeway on and off ramps.
And it's to reverse several ramps along Highway 6, we call them X ramps. They're going to be reconstructing a lot of the on ramps and off ramps. It's about a 5-mile to 6-mile long project that spans through Bryan and College Station. Most of the ramps in that section are going to be rebuilt. There'll be a lot of work on the main lanes of the highway.
Pika says construction will start early next spring on the freeway from William Joel Bryan South to Emerald Parkway, and it will take 20 months to complete. Federal budget cuts that will start the first of the year without intervention include the military. Congressman Bill Flores says the Pentagon has not shared contingency plans with their field commanders on how to deal with sequestration.
And it's to reverse several ramps along Highway 6, we call them X ramps.
Excuse me, let's try that again.
It's not the way the private sector would run things for sure. And that's one of the things that was disappointing. We had Secretary Panetta on, along with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, in a budget committee hearing back in the summertime, and they were basically saying that they were not planning for sequestration.
Also at the end of the year, budget cuts will come that Flores says will further strangle the Medicare program. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 41 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Give a gift that will stand the test of time from Amish Furniture for generations. At Amish Furniture, everything is made with special attention to detail from Amish craftsmen that makes holiday gift giving easier than ever. Find a unique selection of children's furniture and a wonderful collection of holiday items from handmade wood crafts, decorations, wood shelves, wall ornaments, and more. Shop today for your holiday gift giving at Amish Furniture for generations. Now in their new showroom at 2651 Boonville Road, just past Kroger in Bryan.
The 86th annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade, Lone Star Christmas, is this Sunday at 2. Come rain or shine, plan to be there as we announce the official start of the Christmas holiday season. Look in Sunday's Eagle for a listing of all the entries. Then be along the parade route Sunday at 2. The parade starts at Polo Road on University Drive and turns north onto Texas Avenue. Kids, bring your Santa letters and give them to Santa himself. The 86th annual Christmas Parade, Lone Star Christmas, sponsored by KAMU, The Eagle, and Bryan Broadcasting.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:11 at Brazos Valley. Weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling, a simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
High pressure should keep our weather relatively tranquil today. It should end up being a nice day with partly to mostly sunny skies and highs very close to 70 degrees this afternoon. Mostly cloudy across the region tonight. Lows will fall back to 55 to 60. Tomorrow, clouds will move in. There may even be a shower, high 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy, mild tomorrow night near 60. Clouds on Saturday, highs will be 75 to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Texas Sports Hall of Fame announced their class of 2012, and there are several Aggies that are involved. We'll share that with you coming up in a little bit. Also, more awards for the Aggies, current players anyway, with a couple being added to the All-American list. We'll get your NBA scores, too, all of the way here at about 7:50.
Okay, now we've got the big, this weekend we got the big parade coming up.
Yes, sir.
It's the big Christmas parade.
Yes, I'm
now,
excited.
Are you? Now, the of course, the Santa float is the big finish.
Sure.
And
as it should be.
As it should be at the back of the float. But I'm thinking, and I guess, I don't know the last time that they changed the vehicle that the Santa, you know, that Santa rides in or not. But if we want to try something different maybe in the next year or so, just kind of got an idea that we can roll out there.
Oh, boy.
If you'll remember the Pope Mobile, that strange little glass-enclosed car that Pope John Paul II used to ride in?
Sure.
Okay. Irish businessman is renting it out for parties, $324 an hour. Pope Mobile used by the pontiff in the late 70s and early 80s. You know, it's bulletproof.
Yes, it is.
And so I'm just saying. Not that we need to worry about that for Santa, but nonetheless.
Yeah, because I'm there for Santa.
Yeah, no, you said you'd take a bullet for Santa. Maybe Santa and the Pope Mobile would be something new and different. Just saying. Don't know. All right, so with the holidays coming up, and you're looking for something
Scott,
to buy for that, yeah.
Uh-huh. We got to find something else for you to do in the evenings.
That's right. Yeah. I got time on my hands.
We got to find you a hobby.
That's right.
To start watching The Voice.
You know it. Oh, no, that won't be happening anytime soon. By the way, I think Dolly Parton may be joining the Voice people.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Dolly Parton.
Yeah, do you? Okay. A little bit goes a long way. She's a very smart woman, very successful.
Yes.
Wow. Nothing more powerful or captivating than the smell of bacon. It is truly the smell of victory and breakfast.
Yes, it is.
Now you can work yourself up into a rich bacon lather with J&D's Bacon Shaving Cream. Shaving cream. Shaving cream.
Yep.
I said bacon shaving cream.
Yep.
High-end, luxurious, bacon-scented shaving cream for all skin types.
So all the dogs will follow you around.
I guess all the skin types? What does that mean? I can't use
it. I like dry skin, normal skin,
okay.
Extra oily.
Got it. Okay. Best used after a hot shower or before an important date with someone who you want to spend the rest of your life with. What if she doesn't like bacon? You know what I'm saying?
I know the guy that runs this company.
Do you?
Yeah, and they also have J&D bacon chapstick.
Perfect.
It's awful.
Now, you see, that, fine. You can, if you wanted to do that, then you can just taste it and enjoy it yourself. But anyway, it costs $14.99 for a jar of this stuff. And it's a jar, and I don't know how big the jar is, but, I mean, $14.99, $15?
Dachshunds would love you.
Yeah, I know, that's fine, whatever. You know, I can get by a lot cheaper than I can give them an Oscar Mayer wiener, you know, and they'll be fine. There's also, you know, they also do, I guess you know, bacon salt loaded baked potato popcorn. They have that.
Mm-hmm.
The Aromatic Collection, apparently this is the shaving cream and a brush to go along with it. So the perfect shaving kit for dad. And it's on sale right now for only $19.99.
Hey,
I guess
now.
That's because it's holiday time.
Yes.
So you can do that. So if you want more bacon in your life, it's bacon shaving cream. But now here we go, the story we didn't do yesterday. Dutch scientists have figured out how to grow bacon from stem cells.
Ooh.
Rather than genetically modify the pig DNA, as other scientists have done, they've used real pig stem cells to grow just the bacon. Just the bacon. How does it taste? They don't know. Nobody's tried it yet.
Chickens.
Yeah. The worry is, no, it's not chickens, it's pigs. Anyway, the worry is whether meat grown in the lab would have harmful side effects. But testing like that is inevitable, given the potential to grow food from stem cells. How do you feel about that? Growing food from stem cells. And if they can alter that, they might alter the properties of the substance to make it healthier for human consumption.
Hmm.
How about that? Better than that stinking turkey bacon. You ever tried that?
I like
it's not
turkey
bacon.
Bacon.
It's not bacon.
No, it's something else, but it's
right.
Still yummy.
It's a smoked meat of turkey is what it is. It's not bacon. Bacon is pork. Bacon is pig bellies. Anyway, so they got, they're trying to do that, do genetics.
See, things like that, like the Boca burgers, the pretend hamburgers.
Yeah.
And the pretend bacon.
Yeah.
They taste okay.
Okay.
But don't tell me it's a hamburger.
Yeah, don't pretend it's
don't
it's
tell
not.
Me it's bacon.
Yeah, because it's not. It's something else.
Because
yeah.
That white strip inside the pork or inside the turkey bacon
mm-hmm.
ain't the fat part that tastes good.
No, that's exactly right.
It's just white.
You're just making it, yeah. You're
it's
calling
creepy.
It that. You're hoping we'll do it, but it's not the same. Hey, okay, we mentioned yesterday Microsoft Bing announcing their searches. Yesterday it was stuff. Today we have the most searched people on the internet, okay, according to Bing. Oh, man. I'm trying to find somebody on here I care a dang about, and you know, didn't make it. Number 10 is Taylor Swift. Number 9 is Nicki Minaj. Mm. Number 8 is Jennifer Aniston, Selena Gomez, Katy Perry, Lindsay Lohan.
I'm doing good. I actually know who all those people
that
are.
That is
so
good,
far.
Yeah. Number 4 is Rihanna. Number 3 is Miley Cyrus. Number 2 is Justin Bieber. He was number 1 last year, by the way.
Oh, no, he's been unseated.
He has by Kim Kardashian.
Now that's just gross.
Well, again, that's why? Yeah, why? People dropping off the list were Lady Gaga, Jennifer Lopez, Britney Spears, and Megan Fox.
Do you notice something strange about that list?
What's that?
It's almost predominantly women.
It's all women except for Justin Bieber.
Yeah, well, and, you know, there you go.
But he sings awfully high.
And when it comes to politicians, Mitt Romney 43rd, Barack Obama 46th. So when they have lunch together, he can say, "Hey, I beat you in the Bing search," because they're having lunch.
Interesting.
Today. Yeah, they're having lunch today. Well, they got the. You think he's gonna let him go in the office? You know,
are they really having lunch today?
Yeah, they are. They're having lunch today.
Well,
in the private dining room, I think, at the White House. Do you think he's gonna let him sit in the chair?
No.
Of course not. Hmm? I think it's going to be snarky and just
you think so?
Underhanded.
You know, I don't think they'll be snarky at each other. I don't know. I think they'll
after
be fine.
After that Donald Trump business and
somebody's reaction.
I don't know. It just seems to me like a lot of posturing, and I don't enjoy it.
Well, that is the political theater. After all, that is what it's about. These people are all artists. They're performance artists. That is what politics is, after all.
It's not what it should be.
Well, no, it's not. But, you know, consider they all point a finger about something terrible that the party in power does. And then the next time they get in power, they end up doing the exact same thing.
Yep.
So there you are. Okay, once again, we're trying to give you Christmas gift shopping ideas. Another one in a minute. Hello.
Why are they having lunch?
I guess they're both hungry. I don't know. Why? What is your thought?
No, I'm just curious. I mean,
well, why? The deal is, it's two rich guys who, you know, are better than any of us, and so they want to sit around and talk about the campaign and how they all messed up, and you know, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, Romney has to leave and Obama gets to stay. So, I mean, that's basically all we care about. All right, so here we go. You want something new and different? The Wall Street Journal reports the market in luxury candles is one of the big winners this year.
Luxury
candles.
Okay, not just your run-of-the-mill candle.
No, and that's what I'm saying, is luxury candles. Now, get this. People are scooping these things up or indulging themselves, thinking nothing of dropping $50 or $100, or even in the case of a particular candle from France, close to $500. Dollars for a candle.
That son of a gun better clean the house when it's done for $500 bucks.
That's what you call money going up in smoke.
Yeah, this is not the real world. And, you know, I mean, I bought some candles before that have been more expensive than average, but nothing that approaches this.
What does a $500 candle do and or smell like?
It better be one of those twisty ones from like a historical village.
And what they're saying is, what makes them so expensive, like pricey wines, the scents are steeped in earth notes of velveteer and temple incense, okay? Explanations about the proper blending of wax and fragrance are included in many cases. What it shows that there are people who are stupid and have more money than they got sense. I mean,
velveteer?
I don't know.
Is that like a rabbit?
I don't know what that
is. The velveteer rabbit?
Yeah, very nice. Anyway, you know, I think you could probably go get those. And, you know, you go into those places where they have the candles and you take the lid off of them. I forget what the kind those are. And, you know, After you've smelled four or five of them, they all smell the same, don't they? I mean,
yeah, you
much.
Need a little thing like they have when you test cologne.
Yeah.
You need a little thing of coffee beans.
Right.
They need that.
Yeah, sniff that and clear out your nose a little bit. Yeah, anyway, I'm not exactly sure. But if you want to do that, I guess that's out there and available. Also, you know, we'll have a story. Amazon has free shipping on lots of things if you're a member of Amazon Premium. Hello.
Be careful today. It's foggy out.
Yeah, thank you. We knew that, yeah. And so anyway, they have free shipping. We'll tell you about the most expensive thing you can get with free shipping in just a little while. And the lady makes a good point. It is very foggy here. And again, much foggier than even just an hour and a half ago. So
Put that on your car and see how that works out for you. Okay?
Have you been envious of the custom-made, well-thought-out, year-long calendar that the guy in the cubicle next to you has had up all year? Now it's your turn. Gather up pictures of your family, friends, coworkers, or anything you can think of and head over to Copy Corner. They have the tools to produce a high-quality, year-long calendar worthy of any wall space. It makes the perfect Christmas gift for anyone, especially those hard-to-buy-for folks. Call 694-COPY for the Texas Avenue location or 691-COPY for Copy Corner at the MSC.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan.
We're Josh and Sienna Neubauer, inviting you to experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies, or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons. Stop in early for breakfast scones and muffins starting at 7:30 a.m.
This holiday season, remember the Chocolate Gallery for gourmet chocolate assortments for clients, friends, and family.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 Main Street in downtown Bryan. Learn more at bcschocolategallery.com.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass. All right, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Yep, foggy, pretty foggy, real foggy, actually, right here at the radio station if you're in fog-prone areas and a little extra time to get there today. Look for a high temperature today of 70. It's going to be great, 56 for a low temperature tonight. It's 75 on Friday. Then Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we're looking at high temperatures right around 80 degrees, and the lows each night will be in the lower 60s. Right now, again, not much visibility out there, so watch for that. Winds are out of the east at 5 miles an hour. Relative humidity is 89%. We've got 41 degrees.
The customs of Christmas. Among the customs of Christmas are the legends concerning animals in Christmas. More about that in a moment.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Among the customs of Christmas, a prominent place must be given to legends of the animals, since animals played a major role in that first Christmas. A current legend is that at Christmas, bees hum a carol in honor of the Christ child. In England, they place a spray of holly on the hive to wish the bees a Merry Christmas. In the German Alps, it's believed that on Christmas Eve, all animals can speak. In Spain, everyone is admonished to treat cows very kindly because it's believed that cattle breathed upon the Christ child to keep him warm. The legends of animals, and another of the customs of Christmas.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Over the holiday weekend, the Washington Post said salary freezes, tight budgets, and a dim view of federal work held by many Americans have soured the motivation and commitment of many government employees. This according to a recent survey. Many federal employees still think their jobs are important, and they're still passionate about their agencies and their work. But that's where the good news ends. Morale is slipping fast among our precious federal workers because of threats to their pay and benefits and criticism about the nature of their work, so says the Employee Viewpoint Survey. My friends, you heard right. This is a big problem. Government employees whose wage and benefit packages often dwarf their private sector contemporaries are feeling blue. They're unloved. And who do you think is to blame? I'll give you a hint. Who is it that advocates smaller government and cuts in government spending? Why, those evil conservatives, that's who. John Barry, who runs the personnel agency for the federal government, says federal leaders are now facing significant challenges in keeping the workforce motivated and engaged. Well, my heart bleeds. Staying motivated and engaged is not a challenge. The people facing real challenges are the unemployed, who, thanks to Obama's policies, are mired in a nightmare that will not end. They don't have any jobs, no prospects. Four more years of the same on the horizon. Save your tears for them, not a bunch of complaining federal bureaucrats.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-893-9095. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-893-9095. That's 1-800-893-9095.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 41 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. More details about a future construction project on the Earl Rudder Freeway were presented at this week's Bryan City Council meeting. Transportation Director Dale Pica explained why state officials asked the cities for permission to reduce the speed limit to 60 miles per hour.
TxDOT always prefers to come to local governments to establish this regulation rather than going to their commission, because it's an opportunity for locals to participate in that process, such as right now. And that project will go to construction in the spring, early spring, will last about 20 months. Both police departments are always real good about enforcing work zone speed limits, and I imagine they will in this case.
Without questions or comments, the Bryan Council unanimously approved the temporary reduction, which will affect traffic from the South City limits to William Joel Parkway. An armed robbery last night in College Station has police looking for four different suspects. Officer Jason Summers says a resident and guest were threatened and robbed at gunpoint in a house near Pintail Loop and Navarro Drive.
The majority of them are described as being Hispanic males. Three of them were wearing different colored sweatshirts. One was wearing a red sweatshirt, I believe. One was wearing a white one, and one had some kind of a dark one with a design on it, red and green circles, I believe. There was another gentleman who was described as being a white male, heavyset, with an unknown clothing description.
The getaway car is believed to be a dark Chevrolet pickup. Anyone with additional information is encouraged to call police. Nearly 3 years ago at a gun store west of Conroe, thieves took 81 firearms. A joint investigation led to the arrest of five men from the Bryan College Station area. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office announced yesterday that about a third of the weapons have been recovered and all who were arrested have been convicted in federal court. Sentences range from as much as 10 years down to 2 years and 8 months. All five were placed on probation for 3 years. More information is available on the WTAW.com website. With the help of a videotaped confession, a Bryan man may spend the rest of his life in prison. A Brazos County District Court jury took 38 minutes to convict 39-year-old Victor Hamilton of sexual assault of a child. The victim, who was not related to Hamilton, was 16 when the illegal sexual contact, which took place several times over a two-year period, ended in April of 2007. The jury spent another 2 hours to decide punishment, which ranged from 25 years to life due to a pair of prior felony convictions that made Hamilton a habitual offender. He was sentenced to 75 years. No one was hurt following an armed robbery of a College Station motel. Police say a clerk at the Holiday Inn Express was confronted by two black men, one with a gun, after getting money from a safe and a register they left in a silver-colored small to mid-sized sedan. And this week's theft of an ambulance continues to be investigated by the College Station Fire Department.
Were there any factors out there we could control to prevent this from happening? And if there's something we can do, we certainly will. Do it.
Spokesman Bart Humphreys says the engine has to be kept running to operate equipment, and the simple idea of locking the vehicle is impractical because of, among other things, the time it takes to unlock the ambulance.
And who's going to have the key? You'd have to chase down whoever had the key or the key fob remote or whatever to unlock the ambulance and get it open. Also, it's shift change. What if somebody forgets to pass the fob to the next guy and he's got it in his pocket and he's already left work and we've got a unit out of service for something like that?
Humphrey says it's the first theft of its kind in College Station and something that happens nationwide once or twice a year. And unless Congress and the president make a compromise, automatic federal budget cuts start the first of the year. Congressman Bill Flores says there's at least one social program that will be a victim of sequestration.
Nothing happens to Social Security. Nothing happens to Medicaid. But Medicare providers are going to receive a cut in what they get paid. And what that means is that you'll have fewer doctors and hospitals and so forth providing care to Medicare patients. And so you'll see longer lines at the doctor's office if you can get in at all if you're a senior.
Flores says House Speaker John Boehner has attempted several times to meet with the president, but to no avail. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 41 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
Cooking, cleaning, shopping, gift wrapping. The holiday season is coming and there is so much to do. Call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid and you'll have a clean home and more time for you. Molly Maid is the clean you can trust. Call now and check off one more job on that to-do list. Molly Maid is at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
737 of Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Partly to mostly sunny for today and mild with a high close to 70 degrees later this afternoon. It'll start to cloud in tonight. Those will be 55 to 60. Clouds for tomorrow with the chance for a shower during the day. Highs are going to be somewhere between 70 and 75. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows near 60. We'll have considerable cloudiness during the day Saturday. Highs on Saturday are going to be somewhere between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It was unfortunate that I had to address my team with this information this morning.
That's the Mad Hatter, and we'll tell you what he's talking about coming up here in about 12 minutes. Aggies into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. Manziel's up for yet another award, as well as two All-Americans, plus the inaugural Brazos Valley Bowl, brought to you by Blinn College. We'll share all of that with you in 12.
There you go. It's 738. Hello.
Good morning. Am I speaking?
What?
He's the boss.
What?
I am speaking to the party to which I called.
Yeah.
My name is. He's the general manager. He's.
What do you think you're going to get away with it? Not up in here.
Not up in here. Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
Excuse me, I'm jotting down a note here. Recut area man intro.
Because he really, when he's having a down day, he just calls so he can hear that.
Well, it helps.
Yeah.
It's suitable for a gentleman of my age to, from time to time, need a little lifting up at this point.
That's it, a little pick-me-up there, and there it is. So.
As I told Kelly Brown the other day, it's a shame that at this point, toward the end of your career, you find yourself so ironic and cynical about the Kelly got up out of her chair and actually took two steps toward me before she stopped.
Did
she? Better.
Yeah.
That was really good. Yeah,
right. She was control on her part. All right.
So I got a couple of things.
Yeah.
You know, we got the Christmas parade this weekend.
We
right?
do, as a matter of fact. It'll be a balmy 80 degrees for that.
We are getting rid of our Santa's Helpers sweatshirts and buying Santa's Helpers T-shirts.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's thoughtful.
Because, you know, you and I were trying to figure out a way to make Santa more comfortable. And
yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure that any of those things we found online would make Santa a lot more comfortable.
Here's one of the things that you might look into. You know, there are vehicles out there that have air-conditioned seats.
There are no sleighs.
I understand. But what I'm thinking is, you know, there's got to be some way that you can, and again, just do it for next year. You know how when they park the plane on the tarmac, they connect an air conditioning unit?
So you think that I should talk to Santa about getting one of those air conditioning blower things that just kind of air conditions the outside?
Yeah, well, what I'm thinking is it makes a Y and you hook it under the pants and just woo! Yeah.
Is there any kind of, I mean, I could see he was discussing shorts for Santa earlier. I think Santa could probably pull it off as long as he had appropriate flip-flops and some sunglasses to kind of go with the theme.
I'm going
to
tell you,
Santa needs the shorts, the flip-flops, the sunglasses, and reasonable-looking legs.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I've known Ben for a long time. Don't know that I've ever seen his legs.
What does that have to do with Santa Claus?
Don't know.
Just saying, but people of that age and build, you know.
You notice I'm being very quiet.
Yeah, there's no reason to go.
I'm just wondering if Santa would, I mean, they always sell fans real cheap at the dollar store. Is there any kind of electrical...
No.
Outlets on the thing?
No.
No, that's...
Oh, the hay flatbed with the electrical outlet on it?
I mean, I don't know what goes underneath Santa's sleigh. I'm not privy to that sort of magic information.
Yeah. You didn't realize that part of your job as protector would also be fanner.
Did
you're
you
stand
oh
there
my
like
gosh.
He's a pharaoh.
Just stand there with a giant
You heard she said she'd take a bullet for Santa Claus, didn't you?
Right.
Wow. Anyway, so that's coming up this weekend.
Yeah,
that'll
and
be fun.
Also, we talked to Bortz last night, and everything is confirmed for his next to the last show here in Bryan College Station on the 18th. The question he was asking was, my book will be out then. Do you think anybody would want one?
Oh, well. Yeah.
His new and final book will be coming out.
Okay.
So that'll be a good thing for people to look forward to. Circle that date on your calendar, and if you have something a historical connection with Mr. Bortz from his days in Bryan College Station, let us know. We'd like to include you in the program to the extent that the Talkmaster lets us have anything to do with it.
Right.
And let's see, what else have we got? Let's see, we have, oh, yes. I was reading in the Eagle today that General Manager Ben Downs was talking about the Christmas angels.
Oh, he was.
He was. Uh-huh. And since it dawned on me that since the Eagle has the story about our Christmas angels.
What the heck, we may as well just latch on to it, huh?
We may pick up on that and run with it a little bit today. And so I did want to bring everybody up to speed on it. I know that you've mentioned it on your show, and here's where we stand on it. First of all, Christmas angels, we coordinate with the other people in town to make sure we don't double dip or duplicate any of the people who are asking for help this Christmas time. And I do say that it's asking for help this Christmas time. It's not there are a lot of people who need help for buying Christmas presents for their children. They need a lot of the people that we deal with on ours have jobs. They just don't have a lot of money. And so we try to help to the extent that we can. This year, we bit off a pretty good chunk of kids. We have 600 children in our Christmas list that we would like to buy Christmas presents for.
Okay.
We've gone through and we've coordinated with the other agencies in town, like I said, to make sure that they're not duplicates. And we also have caseworkers who are assigned to each one of these people. And so we can confirm situations and the number of kids and all that kind of stuff. I think it's about as clean a fundraiser as you would ever want to have, and that's kind of what we're doing. You can pick up angels that have the little paper angel things that have the names of the children and gifts that they would like for Christmas at any of the Blue Baker locations, or you can go to mychristmasangels.com and browse the list and drop us a little form there that you fill out, and when we get your form, we take them off the list and go buy the presents, wrap the presents, and either bring them back to Blue Baker or bring them up to us, and we start giving them away after December the 12th. So we have about 2 weeks left to buy presents and get presents back for 600 children. One of the options is to write us a check.
Mm-hmm.
We 100% of all the money that you give goes to buy toys. The radio station pays for all the administrative costs, pays any hourly employees that are working with us on it, buys all the wrapping paper, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just don't have time, you can contribute either online, or we can pick up a check from you, or you can mail us a check or drop a check by, either one, and just make it out to Christmas Angels, and we will send shoppers out and about to buy those gifts for you. Yesterday, I was checking, and we've had about 100 of the 600 angels adopted, so that's going well.
Mm-hmm.
Our financial contributions are running a little bit behind, and the purpose of the financial contributions is not just to make it easier for you to give to this program without having to walk up and down a store aisle with a basket, but it's also we kind of use it to fill in. Sometimes people will buy for different children in a family, and one of the kids might have a bicycle and a electronic game, and another one might have a bunch of stuff, and the other one has a T-shirt. So what we do is sometimes we'll use the money that people give us to kind of balance things out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Also, some angels don't get adopted. Every year we have about 5 or 10 that don't, so we use the money for that. And, we buy presents for kids. And
yes.
So if you tell us that you'd like us to buy gifts for 5 or 6 or 10 angels, we tell you what the average amount is, and we'll take a check for that amount and go out and buy presents. We, as you can imagine, we employ a lot of young college women at our station, so shopping is not a problem.
No, they're more than happy.
We say everyone here who would like to go shopping, raise your hand, and most of them spit the bid out right then and go running.
Yep,
so it's quite an operation. 600 children, that's a lot of toys,
lot
of bicycles. I think this year our need is for 160, 170 bicycles.
Mm.
We had a guy brought us 8 of them yesterday.
Oh, great.
Of the youth bicycles up to us here at the station. Adam Knight enjoyed it because he's in charge of bicycle assembly.
Yeah.
I bought him a gift last night.
Did you?
He said last year his muscles gained about 2 inches from pumping up air into tires, and so I bought him his very own air compressor last night.
Oh, awesome. Outstanding. Yeah, I like that.
I know. And gosh, I got to go buy tools and toys. It was wonderful.
That is good. That's what it's all about. That is for sure.
So how we're doing, did I cover every aspect of this that you would ever want to know?
I think we're on to that, and we'll be talking to Allie next week, and she'll be keeping us up to date on a kind of a daily basis.
We did 10 yesterday.
Oh, really?
Plus sold a lot of cookies, yes, sir.
Oh, well, that's great.
As we were broadcasting live at the university location of Blue Baker.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's cool. Good. Well, that's just the remote you did 10?
Yep.
Okay, so that's probably, we probably had another 20 or 30 that were picked up as well.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, 600 kids, a lot of work to do.
That's it.
We keep an eye on it for you, and we thank everybody for helping us in the past and hope you'll see fit to perhaps help us again in the future.
It's Ben Downs, the general manager of the radio station there with all that stuff today. Yeah. And again, it's a lot of people like to go shopping. Other people would prefer to just give. And if you want to do that, then you can start at the business office, 695-9595. You can call during the
week. We'll take your folding money.
Yeah, we will, as a matter of fact. So we'll talk about the lottery in a little while. But in the meantime, the photo app company Instagram says this week, 5,000 alone, this week alone, 5,000 people took a picture of their Powerball lottery ticket.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Okay. So, you know, we haven't done a joke in just the longest time.
Oh, no.
And, you know, since it's coming up on the holiday season, I thought we'd do a joke this morning. It's short. Usually we kind of do the long setup, not the case.
Oh, boy.
Police recruit was asked during the exam, what would you do if you had to arrest your own mother?
What would you do if you had to arrest your own mother?
Call for backup.
Every year my holiday shopping list keeps growing, but my budget sure doesn't. That's why Half Price Books is my destination for one-stop holiday shopping. It's simple, really. Since almost everything's half price or less, I can be twice as thoughtful for gifts where the thought really counts. It's easy to find things that'll tap into anyone's favorite passion, a wonderland packed with gifts from the past to the future. Yep, from kids to grandparents, from books on hobbies to great music and movie box sets, great games and books for the kids, those one-of-a-kind treasures you may not find anywhere else. Heck, even an array of new vinyl LPs, electronics, even turntables that turn the classics into CDs. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt with a gift card. A $25 gift card gets a $5 bonus card for your own thoughtful self to come back and use in January. So hurry to Half Price Books for all your holiday shopping. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Some people like to toy with affairs. They enjoy the excitement of seeing how close they can get to the edge without crossing the line. If that's you, let me warn you, sometimes sticking your toe over the line is all it takes. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. You've heard of black holes, right? Well, they're a fascinating component of outer space. The defining feature of a black hole is the imaginary boundary surrounding it, called the event horizon. On one side, an object passing by can resist the black hole's gravitational pull. But cross that imaginary line, and the gravitational field is so strong, not even light can escape its pull. An affair has its own event horizon. You may flirt with a coworker and believe it's innocent fun, but it will eventually progress to lunch dates, exchanging texts and emails, and sooner or later, you'll cross a boundary, just one toe over the line. And guess what? It's too late. You're emotionally sucked in, and for all practical purposes, there's no escape. All pretense of innocent fun will be cast aside, and you'll throw yourself into the relationship with no concern for the consequences. You can't see an affair's event horizon. You won't realize you've crossed it until it's too late. And that's why the wise choice is not to stick your toe over that line, but to go out of your way and avoid it entirely. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention homeowners. If your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm Dave Ferguson with Mack Bolton Steel here in Bryan, and I stopped smoking with hypnosis. No, not the parlor trick where you bark like a dog, but the real clinical deal with Robin Roberts. I told her I'd heard no matter the method, you had to really want to quit, and I'd tried many times over the years, but after 30 years, and with the rising cost and cancer and heart disease in my family, I should at least try. December 19th, 2012 will be 2.5 years since I last smoked. It paid for itself in the first month, and I've made $4,000 since. Call her at 739-7143. She can really help you help yourself.
About 7 till, News Talk 1620 WTAW, talking to a listener just a few minutes ago. He was coming in on Welburn. You know, turn on your headlights. I mean, even though the sun's burning through the fog in some places, turn on your headlights. It really just makes sense. We got an accident, huh?
Yes, it's the Bryan Fire Department reports. It's on East Texas 21 near Coulter Airfield.
Okay, so if you're heading in that way, do we know what traffic is blocked or anything?
Just avoid the area. I don't have any other details.
Okay, you can go around, you can go farther down, get off the bypass, go farther down, and you can hit 21 if you have to be headed to Madisonville. It'll get you beyond Coulter Field if that's what you have to do there. All right, here we go.
Morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:53. Record-breaking quarterback Johnny Manziel has been selected as a finalist for the Manning Award, named for Archie and not Peyton, and it's sponsored by the Sugar Bowl, which is presented annually to the nation's top quarterback. Adding to the growing list of honors, a pair of Aggies named to the All-American Football Coaches Association team, junior offensive tackle Luke Jokel and junior defensive end DeMontre Moore, both added to the All-Americans list. Jokel and Moore, 2 of 8 SEC players on that elite squad. Jokel is also up for the Outland Trophy, which is given to the nation's top interior lineman. The inaugural Brazos Valley Bowl, brought to you by Blinn College, is set to kick off this Saturday at Kyle Field at noon, and it pits number 11 Kilgore against number 13 Northwest Mississippi Community College. I spoke with Kilgore head coach J.J. Eckert about bringing his team to the Brazos Valley.
It's a definite blessing for, you know, the community of Bryan College Station, along with Blinn College, to be able to, you know, get this bowl in place and, you know, the work. And, you know, it seems like they've done a great job as far as getting everything organized to make this one of the most premier bowl games in the nation.
You can catch the action this Saturday on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Les Miles received a new 7-year contract and a pay raise Wednesday from LSU, ending speculation that one of the most successful coaches in school's history might leave for Arkansas. Here's Coach Miles at a press conference.
I will be the head coach at LSU. I have no interest in talking to anybody else. I got a championship game to play, and I'm excited about the opportunity of my damn strong football team to play in it. And it's really all I'd like to say. It was unfortunate that I had to address my team with this information this morning, but that being done, I think we'll be ready to play.
LSU Athletic Director Joe Elvia would not comment on the financial terms of Miles' raise. It was, however, the first raise he's received to his base salary since 2007. Former NFL coach John Gruden denies a report that he had received an offer to take over the University of Tennessee football program. Now, as part of the deal, the speculation was he would become part owner of the Cleveland Browns. Gruden tells ESPN's Mike and Mike in the Morning that he's happy to be working with the as an NFL analyst for the network and is just trying to keep his job there. Turning now to the NBA, 5 Chicago players scored at least 11 points to help the Bulls run past the Mavs 101-78. Kevin Durant matched his season high with 37 points, and the Oklahoma City Thunder rolled past the Houston Rockets 120-98. Manu Ginobili put up 20, Gary Neely added 19, and the Spurs kept rolling their 5th straight win, racing past Orlando 110-89. Detroit Lions defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh has been fined $30,000 by the NFL for kicking Houston quarterback Matt Schaub in the groin. Suh insists he didn't need to apologize to Schaub because the kick was unintentional.
It's a crazy play, one that unfortunately happened. I didn't even realize until the end of the game, and I see my Twitter feed, I see my friends telling me about it. But other than that, I mean, can't do much more about it. I was being dragged to the ground, and my foot inadvertently hit the man. But it's over with, moving forward, and getting ready to play the Colts.
Most analysts consider Sue the dirtiest player in the league. By the way, the league suspended Sue for two games last season for stomping on Green Bay Packers player during the Thanksgiving Day game. Coach Corbelli is taking the A&M women's volleyball team to Austin to face off against North Carolina State in the NCAA championship first round. That tips off today at 4 o'clock. And finally, the Texas Sports Hall of Fame announced its class of 2012. The class includes New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees, former Dallas Cowboys running back Walt Garrison, former San Antonio High School and NBA champion Shaquille O'Neal, Kat Osserman, a UT softball player, and former Heisman Trophy winner Ricky Williams. Now, adding to the 20-member primary ballot would be track coach Pat Henry, Dat Nguyen, and football and baseball All-American Dave Elmendorf. Four former A&M football players who were also listed as the 12-member veteran ballot, Charlie Kruger and Charlie Milstead. That's a look at your sports brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigator contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Now is the best time to get your no-obligation bid on a state-of-the-art irrigation system and have it installed between Thanksgiving and spring break and receive a 10% discount. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Don't wait till it's too late. Install now and save 10%. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. Like them on Facebook or log on to the website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together. The ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever. Because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life. Which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2. With excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW again. Boy, I've just gotten calls this morning. Lots of people driving around without your lights on. Please do that. If you don't know, we've told you about the accident that apparently has both lanes blocked on Highway 21 near Coulter Field. You can probably go out Old Reliance. College Station, Brian, at 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The U.S. economy, much better than first thought, in third quarter numbers just out. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
The economy grew at 2.7% last quarter. That's more than twice the rate logged earlier in the year. Still, there's concern the strength could fade because of weak consumer spending. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits also fell below 400,000 last week. Applications spiked initially after Superstorm Sandy shuttered businesses and cut off power, Lisa.
Jared, thanks. Could the latest snapshot be leverage for Democrats in the fiscal cliff talks? The Treasury Secretary holds Capitol Hill meetings today. Protests from the U.S. and Israel not stopping a U.N. vote today on whether Palestine exists. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Mideast Bureau.
A vote that the Palestinians are expected to win easily, raising their status to observer state like the Vatican. Dr. Hanan Ashrawi from the Palestinian Authority says if the U.S. doesn't change its mind and vote yes, the rest of the world will see them as pathetic.
To show that they can rectify their position and they can undo a serious mistake that has undermined American standing and interests throughout the region.
Israel says the move will push them further away from peace talks. Lisa?
Emily, thanks. Egypt's new constitution reportedly falling far short of revolutionary as it takes shape. The assembly drafting it, voting to keep the principles of Sharia or Islamic law as the main source of legislation, Reuters reports, unchanged from the constitution under the ousted regime. Double check your tickets.
$580 million jackpot.
Two winning tickets sold for last night's record Powerball jackpot in Arizona and Missouri. Actress Lindsay Lohan is out
of a Manhattan lockup. After several hours in police custody, she's charged with assault, accused of hitting a woman in a nightclub early today. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Two things about Carol and her decisions. One, she was usually right. And two, right or wrong, she was always certain. The thing is, Carol's style left little room for input, and most people gave up trying to give it. Yet one coworker broke through by being honest and gentle. Carol, she said, it never hurts to consider others' opinions. They'll either confirm what you decide or help you avoid mistakes. The team watched as Carol primed for a quick comeback, then mentally hit pause. What Carol said was, thanks. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Do you have a difficult truth to communicate? Keep in mind that tone of voice trumps content in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called sedation dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Have you heard what America's Choice Roofing has brought to the Brazos Valley? It's the Freedom Roof Project. They want to give away a free roof to someone in need, but they need your help. Nominate, vote, and celebrate. For more details, see FreedomRoofProject.com or call America's Choice Roofing at 855-5-MY-ROOF. You can also stop by their new location at 4301 Alexis Court off State Highway 30 in College Station. America's Choice Roofing continues to help the people of the Brazos Valley through the Freedom Roof Project. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. America's Choice Roofing, the right choice. Visit them at americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF.
With New Year's resolutions, you're always giving up things that you like. At the BMW Happier New Year event, you can give something up without giving anything up. See, BMWs are designed with efficient dynamics, so they're more fuel efficient without losing performance. So maybe it's time to make a resolution to get a new BMW. From right now until January 2nd, receive a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select models. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
WTOW News Time is 8:05. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. As we said earlier, please do avoid the area near Coulter Airfield. There has been an accident reported on East Texas 21, and turn on your car lights. Four men remain at large after committing an armed robbery at a house last night in College Station. Officer Jason Summers says that around 9:30, police responded to a call of an aggravated robbery at a house on Pintail Loop.
When they arrived, they found that, the person that lived there had a guest, and they were approached by some unknown persons who had guns, and they stole some property from the residence. We're hoping to follow up on what leads we have and hopefully make some arrests.
A description of the four men can be found on our website, WTAW.com. Brian, police received a call yesterday afternoon reporting a man walking down a street near Copperfield Park holding a rifle. Officers report that the rifle was actually a rubber gun used for training purposes, but police also found a handgun and a knife with a blade over 5.5 inches long. 34-year-old Andre Frisco Sons of Brian was arrested for being a felon in possession of a firearm and possessing an illegal knife. Five men from the Bryan College Station area have been convicted of stealing 81 firearms from a gun store west of Conroe. A news release from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says the burglary took place in December of 2009. All five men were prosecuted in federal court and all were placed on probation for 3 years from prison sentences ranging from 2 years and 8 months to 10 years. Names and the levels of punishment can be found online at WTW.com. About a third of the weapons have been recovered. A Brazos County District Court jury has convicted a Brian man of the repeated sexual assault of a 16-year-old girl 5 years ago. The jury then sentenced 39-year-old Victor Hamilton to 75 years in prison for the illegal contact that took place over a two-year period. Because Hamilton was classified as a habitual offender with prior felony convictions, minimum punishment was set at 25 years, which is what was sought by the defendant. Trial evidence included a videotaped confession to investigators. The victim was not related to Hamilton. Armed robbers hit the Holiday Inn Express in College Station yesterday morning at about 2:30. Police are looking for two black men, one with a gun, who demanded money from the cash register and the safe. The clerk complied, and the men drove away in a silver-colored small to mid-sized sedan. No one was hurt. The College Station Fire Department is still evaluating damage to an ambulance after it was stolen Monday afternoon. Spokesman Bart Humphrey says it's the first time it's happened here.
Out of necessity, these emergency apparatus, including police cars, have to run when they're on the scene. There's so many emergency lights that we need on to protect the scene and to inform the public, you know, that something's happening and to exercise caution. There's a lot of equipment that pulls electricity, radios, data terminals, all that kind of stuff, and they just can't run off battery power, so the units have to be left running on scene.
Humphrey says the theft did not compromise care given by EMTs at the scene of the traffic accident. A backup ambulance is in service until repairs are made. The Bryan City Council had no questions and no comments before unanimously approving a temporary reduction in the speed limit along the freeway to 60 miles per hour. Transportation Director Dale Pika says construction bids will be opened this month to rebuild freeway entrance and exit ramps.
And it's to reverse several ramps along Highway 6. We call them X ramps. They're going to be reconstructing a lot of the on ramps and off ramps. It's about a 5 mile to 6 mile long project that spans through Bryan and College Station. Most of the ramps in that section are going to be rebuilt. There'll be a lot of work on the main lanes of the highway.
Pika says construction will start early next spring on the freeway from William Joel Bryan South to Emerald Parkway and will take 20 months to complete. Federal budget cuts that will start the first of the year without intervention include the military. Congressman Bill Flores says the Pentagon has not shared contingency plans with their field commanders on how to deal with sequestration.
It's not the way the private sector would run things, for sure. And that's one of the things that was disappointing. We had Secretary Panetta on, along with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, in a budget committee hearing back in the summertime. And they were basically saying that they were not planning for sequestration.
Also at the end of the year, budget cuts will come that Flores says will further strangle the Medicare program. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 43 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two materials, and used drill pipe. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary number one material, and new structural pipe. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask the competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
So many different options for you at David Gardner's right now for this time of year. One of the things that I want to remind you about is, of course, they have David Yurman, but a lot of people have David Yurman. But they have the David Yurman Club at David Gardner's, which means you make purchases through the year, and then you end up kind of earning dollars toward the next year. That rolls over in January. And there are special days that you can have associated with you that might be David Yurman days. And that means you get double credit toward future David Yurman purchases. Well, if you'll bring in a present for the Boys and Girls Club during the month of November, which is just about over, then you can pick your own David Yurman Double Point Day in the month of December. So that's pretty cool. You get a chance to give something to the Boys and Girls Club, which will help out. And then at the same time, you can pick your David Yurman Double Point Day to use in December toward a purchase that will help you out to gain credit for the next year. So that's kind of a neat deal that David's doing with the Boys and Girls Club. Of course, when it comes to just essentials and basics, whether it's diamond loops or diamond studs, maybe it's pearls, maybe it's a watch or a bracelet. Of course, remember, they're your authorized Rolex dealer with authorized Rolex service. So lots and lots of different options. And still time for you to have something designed and placed and put together for you. At David Gardner's, 911 University Drive.
It's time for Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation. With CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day only specials on everything from the farm and ranch. Visit the booths of over 50 manufacturers and suppliers, lock in great prices, and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
813 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. We got it for you. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas More Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. All right, here's some weather.
Partly to mostly sunny for today and mild with a high close to 70 degrees later this afternoon. It'll start to cloud in tonight. Lows will be 55 to 60. Clouds for tomorrow with the chance for a shower during the day. Highs are going to be somewhere between 70 and 75. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows near 60. We'll have considerable cloudiness during the day Saturday. Highs on Saturday are going to be somewhere between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so we had two winners, two winning tickets. We may have more than two winners in the $500 million Powerball lottery, one in Arizona and one in Missouri. And again, they give us the numbers, and I don't know why, because it doesn't, you know.
here's what you should have picked.
Yeah, something like that. However, they said that there were seven $2 million Power Play winners who matched all five numbers but didn't get the Powerball. And then there are a bunch of $1 million winners who matched five numbers as well. Now, in the meantime, I had never thought about this, but you may have had the winning number last night, but it didn't win. You may have had the winning number last night, but it didn't win.
How's that?
I'm about to tell you. In addition to the official drawing that's televised nationally from Tallahassee, Florida, there are, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4 practice runs. The reason, says Powerball officials, is to make sure the machines are running properly and that the numbers are being distributed properly. The balls used in the game are regularly measured, weighed, and x-rayed, and then they're locked up in a room that's under 24/7 surveillance. Only the organizers and the auditioners have a key. So let's say that you had picked out whatever your numbers happened to be. And on one of those runs, it comes up. But it wasn't the official one. So
that's rotten.
I know. It doesn't that just, see, that's a steering wheel gripper right there.
Yeah, yeah,
think
it is.
About that. You thought you were going, ah, well, c'est la vie. Well, maybe not. You may say something different. Anyhow.
To add insult to injury on this?
Just, yeah. Mm-hmm.
$800 million worth of unclaimed lottery prizes.
Really?
Because people don't realize, oh, I didn't win the $500 million. There are $10,000 prizes. Yeah. There's $100 for getting four numbers.
So they quit looking.
Just, yeah, they just don't claim it.
Huh.
$800 yeah. million. Dollars.
Yeah, no, I go ahead and read the first three numbers, and if it doesn't work, then I'll throw it away. But, yeah, aside from that. Wow, okay. Well, good. Now, there you go. If you've now you got people diving for the trash cans, right? Going, oh, man, I didn't look and see.
Sorry.
That's all right. Okay, all right. So, Sean's here this morning from the City of Bryan. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Good. So, what's going on? Oh, let me see. Well, I got to find Jethro Trivia. We'll let you go to work first, and
right.
then we'll find Jethro Trivia. Okay. All right. What's happening?
All right. Well, today is the 14th annual Holiday Magic.
Oh,
it will
yeah.
be held at Bryan's Sue Haswell Park from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The family-friendly event is once again completely free to the public. Santa Claus will be on hand to pose for pictures. Please bring your own camera, though. And the popular Arctic Snow Hill returns, where kids can sled down a snow-covered hill. Children must be at least 42 inches tall to ride the snow.
You have to be this tall to get on this ride.
Yeah.
And get there quickly, because it's going to be warm tonight, isn't it?
It will be probably 60 or 61.
The slush hill.
Yeah. Just be prepared for it. That's okay.
Yeah, I would encourage you to get there early.
Yeah, okay.
Holiday Magic also features Frosty's Funland, where kids can enjoy games, ride the Polar Express, build crafts, and much more. Hot chocolate and cookies will be distributed at the Parks Pavilion, courtesy of Bryan Walmart Supercenter.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Bryan Police Officers Association will be accepting cash donations as part of their Blue Angel Drive, which I know y'all are part of as well.
Yep, sure.
The collection will be collection location will be at the Large Pavilion in Sue Haswell Park. If you're interested in getting an animal for
the holidays, you have to keep it after the holidays, holidays are over. I want to get my animal back.
You're responsible for it.
Yeah.
The animal center will be on location with cats and dogs for adoption. And I want to let everybody know that the easiest way to do this event is to park at Blinn.
Okay.
Go to Blinn, and we'll shuttle you to the park for free.
Much easier.
I will be the humble host of this happy event.
Oh, all right. There you go. Very good. Do you have elf shoes for this?
No, sir.
Okay.
I'm the master of ceremonies.
Okay. Well, I think you'd look better in elf shoes.
You're more than likely right, but I don't think they have them by my size.
Okay.
Moving on.
Shoes, the whole game.
Yeah, the whole bells and all that stuff.
Yeah, no.
Okay. All right. I just thought we'd suggest that. Okay. All right. So that's coming up in the city of Bryan.
That's right. Tonight, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m.
Should be fun. So, and while we're talking about that, it's time now for Jethro Trivia, which is our oddly little informative news quiz about stuff that's going on in the, in the world. Today's topic is the weather forecast, according to a newly released climate study. Global ocean levels are doing what? A, rising faster than expected. B, rising slower than expected. C, not rising at all. Or D, not cooperating with the liberal media agenda. Okay, once again, it's A, rising faster than expected. B, rising slower than expected. C, not rising at all. Or D, not cooperating with the liberal media agenda. Kevin, you'll go first.
D.
D.
Not cooperating.
The liberal media agenda.
That was the best answer by far.
Well, I kind of like that, too. All right, Kat.
That is a good answer, but I'm going to go with A just because I'm feeling pessimistic.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm
feeling kind of beat down by the system and the man.
Ah, there you go. All right, Sean, what do you say?
I'm going to go with it's part of going against the liberal media agenda.
Okay.
It's not rising as
fast. Not rising as fast? Yeah. Okay. So actually, the answer is rising faster than anybody expected.
So it is
we're all going to die.
Thanks, Kat.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yesterday's climate study from the United Nations. Oh, it's the United Nations. We're supposed to believe that. Concluded that ocean levels are rising 60% faster than the latest UN projections. Well, they're a bunch of diplomats. Yeah, how would they know anyway,
the
right?
The UN has no hidden agendas.
No, not at all. The report also says that global temperatures are continuing to rise. So, all right. On that positive note, there we go. That's our Jethro Trivia for today. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you. This
is Folks in the City of Bryan on Thursdays on WTAW. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity. Van Dyke Rankin.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
It's free and it's fun for the entire family. On Thursday, November 29th, it's Holiday Magic at Sue Haswell Park in Bryan. For kids in Frosty's Funland, play games, ride the Polar Express, jump around on the bouncers, make an ornament for your tree, and more. Slide down the Arctic Snow Hill. Bring your camera for pictures with Santa. Register for prizes and enjoy free refreshments courtesy of Walmart Supercenter. Free shuttle from Blinn College to the park begins at 5 p.m. Call the park's office at 209-5528 about Holiday Magic, Thursday, November 29th.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Josh Buckley from the Moody Gardens. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Very good. Thank you. Now, you guys have a ton of stuff, and I've been down before, but I've never been down for Christmas. And I know you do a huge deal for Christmas.
Yeah, we have our Festival of Lights, which is the largest holiday lighting display on the Gulf Coast. It's a mile-long trail with more than a million lights. I counted them all.
Yeah, so you didn't. So is it each individual display or is it just pretty much solid lights?
It's solid lights.
Wow.
And yeah, there's a whole bunch of different themes and displays throughout there. And then special this year, we have an Arctic slide, which is a 100-foot long ice slide where you get on an inner tube and slide down.
So whether it's 8 degrees or 80 degrees, you can go cool off on a giant slide. That's fun.
Yeah, we have a ancient Chinese secret to keep it frozen.
Sounds like a 70s commercial. I know you guys are doing other things too, though. Other events or something surrounding the holidays?
Yes. In our theaters, in our 4D theater, we have the Polar Express, which is a family favorite.
That would be so cool, 4D.
Yeah. And then in our 3D theater, which is the largest screen in Texas, we have three holiday films. We have The Nutcracker, The Light Before Christmas, and Santa Versus the Snowman.
Now, I know folks can come down because they've got a really nice hotel.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we have a Four Diamond Hotel. So if you want to make a weekend out of it, which I recommend.
You'd almost have to because you've got all the movies and you still got the regular displays up like the garden.
Yeah, we have our aquarium pyramid, our rainforest pyramid. Uh-huh, with free roaming monkeys and different other animals, not bats. Those are in a display. We don't want them flying around.
No.
And we also have new... this season is our Jam Remastered exhibit in our Discovery Pyramid.
Jam?
Uh-huh.
As in, like, music?
As in music.
Is that what the drum is for,
that
I'm assuming?
Well, that is what the drum is for. So what it is it's a very hands-on exhibit. You can get in there, learn the science of music, and get to play with cool instruments like what you have right there.
It's like
a talking drum.
I was going to say African drum. What is a talking drum?
A talking drum is a drum, but it's got strings on the side. And so what it is, as you squeeze the strings underneath your arm.
Put it in my arm?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
As you squeeze the strings, it changes the pitch of the drum.
Oh, that's cool.
Uh-huh. And so there's a lot of hands-on stuff like that. We have a Chinese drum, you know, those big ones they were playing during the opening ceremonies of the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Our biologists really love that all day.
Yeah, I'll bet.
We also have a theremin, and then if you're feeling extra brave, you can get up there and sing some karaoke.
A theremin's electric, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's the cordless instrument, which uses just some sound waves for it.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a lot of interactive stuff, especially with the kids, so they're not going to get bored. So you can see some stuff for the grown-ups and some stuff for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Golf course still open?
Yes, it is. Hey, it's always nice down in Galveston.
Absolutely.
And it's a challenging course, so bring your sticks.
So if you're interested in doing this or make a reservation for the hotel, I would assume you guys have a place online to do that?
Yes, you can get everything, all your tickets, in the hotel reserved at moodygardens.org.
Why is it ORG?
Because we are nonprofit.
I don't know that I've done this for I don't know how many years. I had no idea you guys were a nonprofit.
Yes, we are a nonprofit organization, so we're really proud about that.
That's very cool. Josh, appreciate it very much.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll hope to see you down there.
You too.
The Aggie Report is next.
Last but left!
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, Coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel on a teleconference on Monday of this week, visiting with members of the media. Literally, they called in from around the country. Question, he was asked how he sees himself on the field. Johnny Manziel.
I just try to I guess, kind of give off energy and give off something that, look, I'm gonna play this game. I'm going to play this next play and this whole drive and every snap from here on out with my heart on my sleeve, and I'm going to go out and fight for each and every one of you guys out on this field right now, and I'm going to try to push this ball down the field with y'all, and y'all are going to help me, and we're gonna try and get this thing in the end zone. But I want y'all to know that I'm going to fight with my full heart every single play in every game.
Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie football report.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Hey, as you're making your plans for the holidays and what you're going to do as a family or visitors coming in from out of town, remember that the city of College Station continues their new holiday tradition, which is called Christmas at the Creek. That's at Wolf Pen Creek. And they'll have things going on tomorrow night and then on Saturday night and then the next Friday and Saturday as well from 6 until 9 each night, gospel choirs and Christmas music. There'll be some free holiday movies as well. It's all free. The admission is free right there at Post Oak Mall. You can park there, and then there's a hayride drop-off, and that's at the Art Center, also Colgate Drive, which is the entrance to Wolf Pen Creek. Now, all the information about what's going to be there on each individual night is at the website cstx.gov/Christmas. They'll have live nativity scenes and hayrides and petting zoos. If you get hungry, you can buy some food there. Chef Tay will be there, and also a Southern Comfort Road Trip and the Cake Junkie with their mobile food trucks, so that if you're hungry, you can purchase some food and do that. Now, if you grew up with the idea of going to Christmas at the park, that's Central Park, well, there's still some lights over there, too. So if you want to drive through or kind of take a walk through Stephen C. Beachy Central Park, there are some lights there, too. The giant lighted Christmas tree, better known as the Tower of Power, and there's some village-type things over there. So a couple of different deals for you to enjoy from the city of College Station. Again, it's Christmas at the Creek, and that's 6 until 9 tomorrow night and Saturday, and then the next Friday and Saturday, and then also the drive or walk through Stephen C. Beachy Central Park. Again, all that information you can find at the website, which is cstx.gov/Christmas. For the celebrations.
Coral reefs may look like colorful rocks, but they're surprisingly complex organisms. In fact, they can call in a cleaning crew when they need it, according to Georgia Tech biologists Danielle Dixon and Mark Hay in the journal Science. Hay says a type of seaweed is toxic to coral, but as soon as the seaweed touches it, the coral releases a chemical that attracts goby fish, which eat it off.
So they're like little barbers that run out and just eat enough of it so that it doesn't touch the coral anymore.
The fish were even attracted to water taken from other coral reefs that had been touched by seaweed, yet the seaweed alone didn't interest them. That suggests the gobies weren't just snacking, but defending the coral where they make their home. Hay says it's the first known example of a species calling in a bodyguard with a chemical signal. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Thank you.
WTW News time is 8:30. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. More details about a future construction project on the Earl Rudder Freeway were presented at this week's Bryan City Council meeting. Transportation Director Dale Pica explained why state officials asked the cities for permission to reduce the speed limit to 60 miles per hour.
TxDOT always prefers to come to local governments to establish this regulation rather than going to their commission, because it's an opportunity for locals to participate in that process, such as right now. And that project will go to construction in the spring, early spring, will last about 20 months. Both police departments are always real good about enforcing work zone speed limits, and I imagine they will in this case.
Without questions or comments, the Bryan Council unanimously approved the temporary reduction, which will affect traffic from the South City limits to William Joel Parkway. An armed robbery last night in College Station has police looking for four different suspects. Officer Jason Summers says a resident and guest were threatened and robbed at gunpoint in a house near Pintail Loop and Navarro Drive.
The majority of them are described as being Hispanic males. Three of them were wearing different colored sweatshirts. One was wearing a red sweatshirt, I believe. One was wearing a white one, and one had some kind of a dark one with a design on it, red and green circles, I believe. There was another gentleman who was described as being a white male, heavyset, with an unknown clothing description.
The getaway car is believed to be a dark Chevrolet pickup. Anyone with additional information is encouraged to call police. Nearly 3 years ago, at a gun store west of Conroe, thieves took 81 firearms. A joint investigation led to the arrest of five men from the Bryan College Station area. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office announced yesterday that about a third of the weapons have been recovered, and all who were arrested have been convicted in federal court. Sentences range from as much as 10 years down to 2 years and 8 months. All five were placed on probation for 3 years. More information is available on the WTAW.com website. With the help of a videotaped confession, a Bryan man may spend the rest of his life in prison. A Brazos County District Court jury took 38 minutes to convict 38-year-old Victor Hamilton of sexual assault of a child. The victim, who was not related to Hamilton, was 16 when the illegal sexual contact began, which took place several times over a two-year period, ended in April of 2007. The jury spent another 2 hours to decide punishment, which ranged from 25 years to life due to a pair of prior felony convictions that made Hamilton a habitual offender. He was sentenced to 75 years. No one was hurt following an armed robbery of a College Station motel. Police say a clerk at the Holiday Inn Express was confronted by two black men, one with a gun. After getting money from a safe and a register, they left in a silver-colored small to mid-sized sedan. And this week's theft of an ambulance continues to be investigated by the College Station Fire Department.
Were there any factors out there we could control to prevent this from happening? And if there's something we can do, we certainly will.
Spokesman Bart Humphreys says the engine has to be kept running to operate equipment, and the simple idea of locking the vehicle is impractical because of, among other things, the time it takes to unlock the ambulance.
And who's going to have the key? You'd have to chase down whoever had the key or the key fob remote or whatever to unlock the ambulance and get it open. Also, it's shift change. What if somebody forgets to pass the fob to the next guy and he's got it in his pocket and he's already left work and we've got a unit out of service for something like that?
Humphreys says it's the first theft of its kind in College Station and something that happens nationwide only once or twice a year. Unless Congress and the President make a compromise, automatic federal budget cuts start the first of the year. Congressman Bill Flores says there's at least one social program that will be a victim of sequestration.
Nothing happens to Social Security, nothing happens to Medicaid, but Medicare providers are going to receive a cut in what they get paid. And what that means is that you'll have fewer doctors and hospitals and so forth providing care to Medicare patients. And so you'll see longer lines at the doctor's office if you can get in at all if you're a senior.
Flores says House Speaker John Boehner has attempted several times to meet with the president, but to no avail. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 46 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit bluebaker.com to discover today's bakery special. Enjoy taste baked from scratch. Blue Baker.
Watching the game with friends? Know when to pass up that drink or pass off your keys. A message from TxDOT.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
I'm Dave Ferguson with Mack Bolton Steel here in Bryan, and I stopped smoking with hypnosis. No, not the parlor trick where you bark like a dog, but the real clinical deal with Robin Roberts. I told her I'd heard no matter the method, you had to really want to quit, and I'd tried many times over the years, but after 30 years, and with the rising cost and cancer and heart disease in my family, I should at least try. December 19th, 2012 will be 2.5 years since I last smoked. It paid for itself in the first month, and I've made $4,000 since. Call her at 739-7143. She can really help you help yourself.
Let's do some weather. Got it for you. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure should keep our weather relatively tranquil today. It should end up being a nice day with partly to mostly sunny skies and highs very close to 70 degrees this afternoon. Mostly cloudy across the region tonight. Lows will fall back to 55 to 60. Tomorrow, clouds will move in. There may even be a shower, high 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy, mild tomorrow night near 60. Clouds on Saturday, highs will be 75 to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So, are you annoyed when somebody pops open their cell phone in a crowded theater to read a text message?
Yes.
Disturbing everybody around them with their little light. So, a sad and pathetic sign of the times. Deadline.com reports that the Cinemark theater chain now says it's going to reward people for not texting while watching a movie at their theaters.
Mm.
That is pretty sad. Last week, it unveiled a new app for iPhones and Android phones called Cinemode. Here's how it works. When you go to the theater, before the movie begins, a message on the screen will urge you to launch the Cinemode app, which in turn will dim your phone's screen and ask you to turn the volume off so incoming calls only cause the phone to vibrate. If you can keep your hands off the phone for the duration of the film, then Cinemark sends you a special coupon that you can use at the theater.
Oh, man. See, I think it would be much more productive if they would hire people with fly swatters who could swat people who were looking at their phone.
I would prefer that they be super soakers. Yeah.
I know. I mean, it's one thing is it's so rude for you to do that at a show in the theater, but when it's live theater, as someone who has been in plays where people will answer their phone and talk in the middle of the play, and we're trying to remember our lines and stay in character and pretend this whole dream world is there that really, if we wanted to think about it, no, we're standing in a theater trying to entertain you. And so it's so rude. Don't do it.
What makes you think they care what you think, though? See, that's the whole problem.
Well, they ruin the show for everybody if we lose character.
They don't care.
It's all about me.
That's right.
It's just about me.
They want to get that message, whatever it happens to be. Now, I understand where you're coming from. You're right. It's rude. Anyway, the chain does not say exactly what the discount's going to be, whether it's a future ticket or a discount for refreshments or whatever. But James Meredith, who's the VP of Cinemark's Marketing and Communications Department, said it's important to develop tools that maximize and preserve the movie-going experience.
Yeah, or I guess besides being rude, really what you're doing is stealing from the other people because they all paid for their ticket in the good conscience that, yeah, we're going to enjoy this show and it's going to be good, and the quality goes down when you're on your phone.
I know you're trying hard to make shame people into doing this, but I don't, you know, there are not any words, because if people are going to be that way, they're just going to be that way. How many people do you, I mean, I can't tell you, three, maybe four times, I guess, in the last week, I'm in a parking lot, and I'm waiting for somebody to move. And what they're doing is they're standing there talking to somebody who's outside the vehicle, talking to them through the window. Now, really? I mean, really? Can't you hold that conversation? And that's a person-to-person, face-to-face thing. You know, unless we're talking call 911, can't they have that conversation someplace else? But no, they want to talk, and they don't care if their car's behind them. They want to talk.
Yep.
It's important to them. It doesn't matter about you. And hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, that talking outside in the parking lot is just as bad as parking in that red zone right next to the door.
I know, exactly. Yeah. Turbyville's not here to defend himself anymore. Yeah.
I'll defend him. My point is the building was not on fire while he parked there.
Yeah, well, again, he was just going in for a minute.
Nobody was using it.
You know, and the shoppatorium where I go, I forget last week, I guess, there were two cars lined up right there.
I hate that.
People were sitting in the cars,
yep.
But they're just waiting because their little person who's in there, I mean, what they need to do is more important than actually going and parking.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they were tubs of goo who could have used the exercise or what, but I'm just thinking if you're going to the store, plan on parking. Should be able to do that.
I got one that you're going to love, Scott.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah, sure.
Two students at MIT are running a charity called Hobo Jacket.
Okay.
They take donations of sweatshirts from rival colleges like Harvard or Caltech.
Oh, okay.
And give the sweatshirts to homeless people.
Oh, I like that.
Oh,
but they say the reason they're doing it is, one, to obviously help, but two, so people see the hobos wearing the sweatshirts.
Oh, I think that's outstanding.
And it devalues the value of Harvard or Caltech.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I think that's great.
I think it's brilliant.
That's I wish we had cold weather for a longer time. We could do that here.
Hobojacket.tk if you'd like to donate.
Wow, that's
we'll send them a bunch of TU stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
Maybe Baylor.
Yeah. No,
yeah,
now
I
you're stepping
so.
On toes.
Yeah, I would think
now
so.
Now you're stepping on toes.
You know how Amazon has their Super Saver option that promises free shipping on pretty much anything that you buy if you're willing to wait, like, I don't know, 6 weeks for it to arrive?
Right.
Okay, and they're not kidding. Yesterday, the Wall Street Journal Market Watch set out to see how far Amazon's commitment to free shipping would stretch, and it turns out pretty dang far. Based on the published shipping and handling guidelines, the heaviest thing that Amazon will ship free is a 6-foot-tall Canon Safe CO54 Commander Series Premium 90-Minute Fire Safe. This thing holds 48 guns. Comes with 13 locking bolts. It costs $3,485, basically. And if you select the Super Saver shipping option, or you paid for the annual membership fee for Amazon Premium, which is about $80, it does not cost you a penny to have it shipped to your front door, and it weighs 1,500 pounds.
I bet you that's an expensive shipping
yep.
charge.
And
right
actually,
there.
After they put the packing material together, it's 1,672 pounds. And if you think that sounds like a money-losing proposition, you are right. Canon, the safe company, says that it charges $700 to ship its flagship safe. And considering all the other heavy items in Amazon's inventory that qualify for Super Saver shipping, the costs add up for the online retailer. Amazon reported $636 million lost on shipping costs alone last quarter.
Quarter?
Yep. That boils down to about 1% loss per item. It also is no cakewalk for the Amazon workers who actually have, you know, this box that they got to move around in the warehouse. So, don't feel sorry for Amazon, though. They're chin deep in innovating its shopping experience and insist that shipping costs and inconvenience will soon be an afterthought for shoppers and investors alike. You know, they're happy about the shoppers, but they need to make the investors happy, too, you know. They're starting to offer same-day delivery on some items, although that will cost you. Jeff Bezos, who is the CEO, says, it's not like we didn't do some arithmetic ahead of time. Yeah, I understand. But still.
They fall off their pile of money.
Man, that's, 1,600 pounds worth of something to ship for nothing. Okay, you know, we come up with lists here toward the end of the year.
Everybody does.
Sure, I like this list. This is the least influential people of America in 2012. the least influential, okay? GQ's end of the year list of the least influentials. At the top of the list, Mitt Romney, about whom the magazine says voting for Romney is like hooking up the last single person at the bar at 4 a.m.
Yikes!
Amanda Bynes. Okay, in case you didn't think it was possible for God to invent a worse driver than Lindsay Lohan, the article warns, sometime in the near future, there's going to be a sensational vehicular manslaughter trial, and her name will be in it. Number three, Madonna. Okay. Number four, Lance Armstrong. Every year brings new and incontrovertible evidence that Lance Armstrong is the polar opposite of the inspiring legend that he was once made out to be.
Yeah, very disappointing.
And Adam Sandler. At this point, the only reason Adam Sandler makes movies is so Rob Schneider can earn a living. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've ever had a cerebral moment in any Adam Sandler movie I've seen part of. And also among the least influential people would be the Wall Street protesters, the Occupy Wall Street folks. He said, you really showed those Wall Street bigwigs that you meant business by failing to adopt proper leadership and embodying virtually every awful liberal hippie stereotype. Say what you will about the Tea Party, at least it managed to get people elected. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I agree with that.
So there you go. That's GQ's list of the least influential people this year.
Tis the holiday season, and it really pays to visit Allen Honda now during Happy Honda Days. 0.9% for up to 60 months for your new 2012 Civic and 2012 Crosstour. And for up to 60 months, percent rate is 1.9 on the popular Honda 2012 Ridgeline. Allen's got your Honda, so there's no need to wait. A great buying experience and rates that are great. As this year comes to an end, Allen Honda has good reason to give thanks to all and wish all a Merry Christmas season.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. We're the leading authority in the treatment of varicose veins and spider veins. You can be confident you're receiving the very best and latest treatment available. Trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound to give you an on-the-spot treatment plan. We now offer free vein screenings every Friday. Call us at 696-VEIN for an appointment and check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Perrine Winery is making room for its exciting new wines for 2013. And with that, Perrine Winery just made your holiday shopping easier and better. Choose from several of our selected wines and create your own holiday six-pack special, making sure you have enough wine for gift-giving, parties, and keeping a bottle or two for yourself. Check out Perrine Winery's other special offerings and events listed on the website at perrinewinery.com. Perrine Winery is located at 900 Harvey Road across from the Tap.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 12 minutes till. A year after online office supply retailer Quill.com launched a line of printer paper under the name Dunder Mifflin, okay, after the after the fictional manufacturer from the long-running NBC sitcom The Office, the Staples subsidiary just announced it will be expanding the paper brand to include other office supplies, co-branded markers, sticky notes, tissues, disposable cups, storage boxes, and notepads.
What about staplers?
Well, no, that would have to be in office space rather than the office.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I believe you have my stapler. While the fictional Scranton paper manufacturer struggles as the third-rate company full of lovable dopes, Quill has, in fact, built the Dunder Mifflin brand into a million-dollar brand for them.
That's what she said!
Yeah. That's not bad. $1 million.
No.
Yeah. How about this? The oldest Twinkie ever.
Ever.
How old do you think it might be?
Ever?
Ever.
1931.
Well.
I don't think Twinkie was around then.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It was invented in 1931.
Oh, yeah. Apparently they don't have one from that first batch.
60-something. 1964, 65.
Well, they're saying 36 years is all. 36 years. I would have thought older. Anyway, the Twinkie brand probably will be saved one way or another, but a truly original Hostess Twinkie is going to be rare. So, of course, it makes sense that somebody who has preserved that Twinkie for 36 years, George Stevens Academy, that's a high school in Maine, is now in possession of the 36-year-old Twinkie that just might be the oldest in U.S. America.
It still begs, why on earth did you keep it?
I don't know. According to Laura, a student handed the Twinkie to Roger Benetti, a high school teacher, asking, how long do you figure this will last? Benetti then stored the Twinkie on the shelf where it stayed for 28 years until he retired.
Wow.
After retiring, Benetti placed the Twinkie in a glass box and gave it to the Dean of Students. It's on display for all to see. And from the looks of things, the Twinkie is still intact and free of mold.
Wow.
And we eat those.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing dried out, probably.
Hard.
But, you know, yeah, and I'm not sure what the cream filling would be like, but the fact that there's no mold on it is somewhat interesting, I suppose. A Maryland court ruled a man who teleconferenced into his own wedding in the Democratic Republic of Congo was legally married. The Maryland Court of Special Appeals ruled the wedding was valid in upholding the divorce of the and ensuing the nearly $6,000 a month alimony, child support, and other financial payments that Noel Shoshani has been ordered to pay. Noel, who's a World Bank employee, had argued that his 1993 wedding was never valid because he was in another country at the time. But Neil called in the ceremony, and his cousin stood in for him.
By proxy.
Guess what? Still works. I don't have the story in front of me, but apparently a judge who sits on the highest criminal appeals court in the state of Texas has had a warrant for his arrest issued in Austin.
Uh-oh.
A speeding ticket, over a year old. He's going 19 miles over the speed limit, and he wanted to have a hearing in the court, and so they kept giving him postponements, and now he hasn't paid the fine, which is, I think, $980. And so yesterday they issued a warrant for his arrest because he hasn't paid his ticket. I'd like to see that happen.
I would, too. Want to wish ill of anybody. The guy could have done great work, some point...
Yep.
You're going to get your comeuppance.
Yes, and that may be it. Congratulations to Ryan and Amy of Malden, Massachusetts.
Well, what'll Ryan and Amy do?
Well, Ryan and Amy are proud parents of a baby born on Thanksgiving Day. Baby boy.
Only this year, right?
Yeah.
It won't be Thanksgiving every year.
No, well, the little guy's, that's true, but the little guy's father's last name is Gobble. So.
Oh!
They've got a little gobbler, if you will.
Oh, my God.
Oh, should I tell you something?
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
That meatball's a smart dog. Come to Team Navasota, where you get a nice price. Like a new F-150 crew cab from Team Ford for $10,000 off.
Nice price.
Or get a new Ford F-250 for $11,000 off. Plus, only at Team Ford, every new vehicle comes with a free lifetime warranty. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team Navasota. Minnesota, where you always get a nice price.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys. I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
The crew at Pete's Auto Care wants to thank their customers and friends for making this a great year. Pete's Auto Care is grateful for your continued patronage and pledges to continue their high standard of service. Whether it's having your car winterized or getting an oil change, Pete's Auto Care treats you like you're the most important customer they have. Season's greetings from Pete and all the guys at Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan. Pete's Auto Care.
It's free and it's fun for the entire family. On Thursday, November 29th, it's Holiday Magic at Sue Haswell Park in Bryan. For kids in Frosty's Funland, play games, ride the Polar Express, jump around on the bouncers, make an ornament for your tree, and more. Slide down the Arctic Snow Hill. Bring your camera for pictures with Santa. Register for prizes and enjoy free refreshments courtesy of Walmart Supercenter. Free shuttle from Blinn College to the park begins at 5 p.m. Call the park's office at 209-5528 about Holiday Magic, Thursday, November 29th.
The American Red Cross is responding to Hurricane Sandy that devastated New York and New Jersey. Thanks to supporters like you, the Red Cross is on the ground providing hot meals, a warm place to stay, and comfort to all those affected. By donating to the Red Cross, you help ensure everyone in New York and New Jersey can recover. Your contribution gives hope to families when they need it most. Text Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10 today.
If you are looking to replace a copier before the end of the year, there couldn't be a better time. CTWP has a large selection of brand new black and white and color copiers ready for installation. CTWP offers unbeatable discounts for any member of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce, and until the end of the year, all leases are 90-day no payment. Don't get caught up in the holidays. Buy local, save your company some money, and let us do all the work. Call us today at 779-2998 or check us out on the web at ctwp.com.
Hey, good morning, Matt Fortill. Here you go. Longest-serving judge on Texas' highest criminal court has a warrant out for his arrest issued by an Austin municipal judge for failure to pay a 2008 speeding ticket. The arrest warrant for Lawrence Myers, 19-year member of the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals from Fort Worth, has been active since October 20th. It's the third time Myers has faced possible arrest for his long-running battle over the $193 speeding ticket. Doing 19 miles over the limit.
Oh, my gosh. It's only $193.
Well, now it's not. Now it's $481 after the fine and the court cause. No, no. See, he wants to fight the sea. He wants to use the judicial system. He wants to use the system. So, or abuse the system. I'm not sure which, but nonetheless. Yeah. On the Today Show, Willie Nelson told Matt Lauer he hasn't seen any harmful effects from smoking marijuana.
Huh?
Yeah, really. How's your attention span, Willie? What's on President Obama's DVR, according to Us Weekly, Parks and Rec, Modern Family, Boardwalk Empire, Downton Abbey, Sports Center, and Homeland?
How does he have time to watch TV?
That's a good question. He's a leader of the free world. He shouldn't.
Well, he's on the golf course.
Oh, that's true. Mike Tyson's one-man show, Mike Tyson Undisputed Truth, doing a 35-city, 10-week tour beginning early next year. He'll be in Indianapolis, St. Louis, Cincinnati, Louisville, some other stops as well, major cities. And the next big thing in beauty products, color-correcting creams. They're called CC creams for short. It's a popular Asian beauty treatment that is making inroads in the U.S. American beauty market as well. They're like the recently trendy beauty balm creams, also known as BB creams, only better. Refinery29.com says the BB creams, color creams, cover blemishes while also nourishing your skin, but the thing that makes the CC creams better is an ingredient that actually promotes collagen growth. That can't be cheap. Because, you know, that collagen stuff's very
anything
expensive.
Anything for cosmetics is not
yeah,
cheap.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm not sure I trust their claims.
Well, I don't know. That's right. Well, again, you know, if you want to go do that, that's fine. All right, so we all know about the mullet, right?
The fish?
The no. Kentucky waterfall.
Oh, the haircut.
All right, now see, that's what I was going to ask. Okay, now, these lists they have here, the drape ape.
Yep.
The Wisconsin waterfall, they give it to them.
Oh.
The Mississippi mudflap.
Yep.
The Missouri Compromise.
Oh, my gosh.
The Louisiana Purchase. And I like this one, the neck blanket.
Yep.
Okay.
Ew. Do you know any others? I mean, I don't. No, I don't even know
just
those.
The phrase "party in the front, business in the back." No, business in the
way.
Front, party in the back. Someone has problems.
Wow!
I need some coffee.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody drank all the coffee, and then I went and made some more. And by the time it was made, I had to be back here working,
see?
So I didn't get to drink
wow.
any.
Wow! So many U.S. Americans bought guns on Black Friday.
Really?
That it crashed the FBI's background check system.
Wow.
Let that sink in for just a minute. Yeah, that's how many guns were purchased on Black Friday that it crashed the FBI's background checks.
But if they're being put into a system, obviously those are legal exchanges somewhere. You're not counting all the guns that people just sold to each other on the street.
Sure, but that makes me wonder how many guns. Actually, first it makes me wonder how antiquated the